ജയം വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ അഭയചരണാരവിന്ദ ഭക്തവേദാന്ത ഗോസ്വാമി മഹാരാഷ്ട്രയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് ജയം നെത്തിലീലാ പ്രവിഷ്ട വിഷ്ണുപാദ പരമഹംസ പരിവ്രാജകാചാര്യ അഷ്ടോത്തരശത ശ്രീ ശ്രീമാൻ ഭക്തസിദ്ധാന്ത സരസ്വതി മഹാരാഷ്ട്രയിലെ പ്രഭുപാദിക്ക് അനന്തകോടി വൈഷ്ണവ വൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് നാമാചാര്യ ശിലഹരിദാസ് ഠാക്കൂർക്ക് പ്രേം സഹോ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണ ചൈതന്യ പ്രഭു നിത്യാനന്ദ ശ്രീഅദ്വൈത ഗദാധാര ശ്രീവാസാദി ഗൗര ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ രാധാകൃഷ്ണ ഗോപഗോപിനാഥ ശ്യാമകുണ്ട രാധാകുണ്ട ഗിരിഗോവർധാനിക്ക് വൃന്ദാവൻ ധാമിക്ക് മായപ്പൂർ ധാമിക്ക് മധുരപുരിധാമിക്ക് ജഗന്നാഥ് പുരിധാമിക്ക് ദ്വാരകാപുരിധാമിക്ക് ഗംഗമായിക്ക് യമുനമായിക്ക് തുളസിദേവിക്ക് ഭക്തിദേവിക്ക് സമവേദ ഭക്തവൃന്ദയ്ക്ക് ഗൗർ പ്രേമനന്ദി ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ദി അസംബ്ലി ഡിവോട്ടീസ് ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ശ്രീ ശ്രീ ഗുരു എൻ ശ്രീ ഗൗരാംഗ ഓൾ ഗ്ലോറീസ് ടു ശ്രീല പ്രഭുപാദ നമോ വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതി ഭക്തിവിദാന്ത സ്വാമിനി ദിനാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വദേവം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷ ശൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യ ദേശധാരിണി ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ ഓം നമോ ഭഗവതേ വാസുദേവായ സംസാരസാഗരേ മഗ്നം ദീനം മാം കരുണാനിധേ കർമ്മഗ്രാഹഗൃഹീതാംഗം മാമുദ്ധര ഭവാർണവാ ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതാഖ്യോയം പ്രത്യക്ഷകൃഷ്ണമേവ ഹി സ്വീകൃതോസി മയാനാഥ മുക്ത്യർത്ഥം ഭവസാഗരേ മനോരഥേ മദീയോയം സഫലാ സർവദാ ത്വയാ നിർവിഘ്നേനൈവ കർത്തവ്യം ദാസോഹം തവ കേശവ ഭവേ ഭവേ യഥാ ഭക്തി പാദയോർസ്തവ ജായതേ തഥാ കുരുഷ്വ ദേവേശ നാഥസ്ത്വം നോ യദ പ്രഭോ നാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം യസ്യ സർവപാപ പ്രണാശനം പ്രണാമോ ദുഃഖശമനം തം നമാമി ഹരിം പരം ജന്മാദ്യസ്യ യതോന്വയാദിതരദസ് ചാർത്തേഷ്വഭിജ്ഞസ്വരാൻ തേനേ ബ്രഹ്മഹൃദായ ആദികവയേ മുഹ്യന്തി യത്സൂരയ തേജോ വാരിമൃതം യഥാ വിനിമയോ യത്ര ത്രിസർഗോ മൃഷ ധാംനാ സ്വേന സദാ നിരസ്തകുഹകം സത്യം പരം ധീമഹി ധർമ്മപ്രോജ്ജിതകൈതവോത്ര പരമോ നിർമ്മത്സരാണാം സദാം വേദ്യം വാസ്തവമത്ര വസ്തു ശിവദം താപത്രയോന്മൂലനം ശ്രീമദ്ഭാഗവതേ മഹാമുനി കൃതേ കിം വാപരൈരീശ്വര സദ്യോ ഹൃദ്യവരുദ്ധ്യതേത്ര കൃതിഭി ശുശ്രൂഷുഭി തക്ഷണ നിഗമകൽപതരോർഗലിതം ഫലം ശുഖമുഖാതമൃതദ്രവ സംയുതം പിബത ഭാഗവതം രസമാലയം മുഹുരഹോരസികാ ഭുവി ഭാവുകാ സച്ചിദാനന്ദരൂപായ വിശ്വോൽപത്യാദിഹേതവേ താപത്രയ വിനാശായ ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ വയം നുമാം യം പ്രവ്രജന്തം ഹനുവേദമഭേദകൃത്യം ദ്വൈവായനോ വിരഹകാതരമജ്ജുഹവാം പുത്രേതി തന്മൈതയത്തരവോഭിനേതു തം സർവഭൂതഹൃദയം മുനിം ആനതോസ്മി യസ്വാനുഭാവമഖില ശ്രുതിസാരമേകം അധ്യാത്മദീപമതിതിർഷതാം തമോന്ധം സംസാരിണാം കരുണയാഹ പുരാണഗുഹ്യം തം വ്യാസസൂനുമുപയാമി ഗുരും മുനീനാം നാരായണം നമസ്കൃത്യ നരം ചൈവ നരോത്തമം ദേവീം സരസ്വതിം വ്യാസം തതോ ജയമുദീരയേ കമനീയ കിശോരമുഗ്ധമൂർത്തേ കളവേണൂകുണിദാതൃദാനനെന്തോ മമ വാചി വിചൃംബദാം മുരാരേ മധുരിം ന കണികാപി കാപി കാപി നമാവോം വിഷ്ണുപദായ കൃഷ്ണപ്രസ്ഥായ ഭൂതലേ ശ്രീമതേ ഭക്തിവേദാന്ത സ്വാമിനിതി നാമിനി നമസ്തേ സരസ്വതി ദേവീം ഗൗരവാണി പ്രചാരിണി നിർവിശേഷൂന്യവാദി പാശ്ചാത്യാദേശധാരിണി ശ്രീമൽ ഗുരുചരണാരവിന്ദാഭ്യാം നമ വന്ദേ നന്ദവ്രജസ്ത്രീണാം പാദരേണുമഭീഷ്ണശ യാസാം ഹരിഗതോദ്ഗീതം പുനാദി ഭുവനത്രയം ഗോപീചരണാരവിന്ദ പരമാണവേ നമ പീതാംബരം കരവിരാജിതചക്രശംഖം കൗമോദഗീ സരസിജം കരുണാസമുദ്രം രാധാസഹായം അതിസുന്ദരമന്ദഹാസം വാതാലയേശമനിശം ഹൃദി ഭാവയാമി കോമളം കൂജയൻ വേണും ശ്യാമളോയം കുമാരക വേദവേദ്യപരം ബ്രഹ്മ ഭാസദാം പുരതോ മമ മോകം കരോതി വാചാലം പങ്കും ലംഘയതേ ഗിരിം യൽകൃപാതമഹം വന്ദേ പരമാനന്ദമാധവം ശ്രീകൃഷ്ണായ നമ ശ്രീമതി രാധികയേ നമ സർവത്ര ഗോവിന്ദനാമ സങ്കീർത്തനം ഗോവിന്ദ ഗോവിന്ദ So, continuing from yesterday, when we were discussing Pudana's liberation, isn't it? Pudana's liberation. We have talked about that verse. Vibhudhyadam balakumarikagraham characharalmasanimilidekshanam anandamaropayadangamandakam yathoragam suptabuddhi സുപ്തമബുദ്ധിരജ്യുതീം വിബുദ്ധ്യതാം ബാലകുമാരികാഗ്രഹം ചരാചരാത്മാ നിമീലിതേക്ഷണ അനന്തമാരോപയതംഗമന്തകം യദോരകം സുപ്തമബുദ്ധിരജ്യുതീം ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വാട്ട് വി സോ യെസ്റ്റർഡേ വേ സുഖദേവ് ഗോസ്വാമി ഹസ് സെലക്ടഡ് ഈച്ച് വേർഡ് വെരി വെരി കെയർഫുള്ളി ആൻഡ് ത്രൂ ദോസ് വേർഡ്സ് യു ഹവ് സീൻ ദാറ്റ് ദിസ് പൂതനാസ് ലിബറേഷൻ As you can see, that whichever way, doesn't matter in which way it is, if Krishna comes inside the life is over. The material life is over. That is the message there. It doesn't matter in which way he comes in. If Krishna gets into the life, somehow material life is over then after that. Material existence is over. So ultimately, that he says there, that yathoragam suptamabuddhirajyudim, that just like although Pudana didn't know who Krishna is, Pudana didn't know who Krishna is, and took Krishna in the lap and held closely with her chest, Krishna started sucking the breast, and with that took the life away from Pudana, took the life away from Pudana. So what Krishna does is that in different Acharya says about that, that first Krishna takes away all the bad vasanas inside before he takes the life away from here. Because there is so much in the form of lust, anger, greed and so many other things inside, Krishna takes them away. That somehow or the other, if Krishna enters inside, this will be the end of material existence. The important thing, that is why in the seventh canto, where Sri Narada Maharshi told, isn't it? Somehow or the other, there must be Krishna consciousness. In whatever form it is, it doesn't matter. Some attachment and some relationship with Krishna should exist inside. That is the most important thing. That's the most important thing. So, why did Krishna give liberation to Pudana? Why did Krishna give liberation to Pudana? Because only if Krishna gives liberation to even to personalities like them, we will get some faith in Krishna. This is why. Otherwise, we will just think, oh, there is no chance for us. There is no chance for us. What chance have we got? We will think like that. It is quite natural that looking into our own situation, our conditioning, everything, we may feel that difficulty that we cannot approach Krishna. But through Putana, Krishna is showing to us that even Putana is qualified for liberation. In other words, all of us are qualified for liberation. There is no question about that. So we will never really, we will never get that faith to put some effort in that direction for self-realization. That is why even Putana was offered that opportunity to go back to the spiritual world. Then in the next verse you saw, Tam Viksha Trishnam, Tam Tishna Chittam Ativama Cheshtidam, Viksha Andare Kosha Parichadasivan, Varastriyam Tal Prabhaya Chadarshide, Nirikshamane Janani Hatishtadam. Then, Yashoda and Rohini saw this Putana inside, and they were amazed by Putana's personality. She was looking so beautiful, and naturally they couldn't speak to her anything, seeing her, thinking that she must be from some higher family who have come to visit Krishna. Whatever it may be, that is how it happened. So, we also saw there that this Putana's liberation, that generally in the liberation process, we will talk about, we said this yesterday also at the end, that if we look into our qualification, we have no qualification to get released from this material world, There is no qualification for us. So, and on the other hand, if you also think that only if you get some qualifications that you will be liberated from this world, if you take it that way, that only if I have developed certain qualities, certain qualifications, adhyari bhedatvam, it is called adhyari bhedatvam, that adhyari bhedam, then adhyari bhedam is important in spiritual life. It means based on the qualifications one gets in the results also. So here in Putana's case, adhigaritvam was not her qualification was not taken into account. Krishna has decided to offer her liberation still. You will notice one thing. Instead of saying killing of Putana, it's mentioned the liberation of Putana. Isn't it? The title given is Putana Moksham, not Putana Vadham. Many other cases it is killing of so-and-so demon, killing of this. When it comes to Putana, it is mentioned liberation of Putana. Specifically, it is mentioned Putana Moksham, it is mentioned in the Bhagavadam also. Why is it like that? Reason is that among all these, Putana is one of the very heavy personality who had come, who are killing babies particularly. And even Putana can be offered liberation. That is Krishna's position. Even if she comes to me, even with a bad intention to kill me, still she is qualified for liberation. That is Krishna's position. Krishna's position is like that. So, normally you will see in various places, two types of siddhas. Nitya siddha and sadhana siddha. Generally it's spoken like that, isn't it? Sadhana siddha and nitya siddha. Sadhana siddha is those who have engaged in sadhana for a very long time and they became perfect in their spiritual life and went back to the spiritual world. Nitya siddhas are those who have come from the spiritual world for some executing Krishna's some instructions. They finish their activities here and they go back to Krishna again. They are nitya siddhas, always in the liberated platform. These two are normal in this world. But more, much more than that, or something for which much more importance is given, is what is called Kripa Siddha. This Kripa Siddha is the best one of all the three. Why is that? Because qualification wise, we may not be qualified. For any spiritual advancement. We look into our own inside, we will know how qualified we are. So, from that side, there is no qualifications. And Because we have no qualifications, the only option what we have is to say to Krishna that I have no qualification, that's my qualification. The fact that I have no qualification, that's my qualification. What does that mean? Because I have no qualification, you cannot ask me what qualification have you got to go back to the spiritual world. You cannot ask me that question because I know I have no qualification. Number one. Number two, if I depend, think that I can do sadhana and become perfect in this life, that chances are also very remote. Because of the circumstances most of us are in, and the way our life is going, and so many other difficulties in life, it becomes very, very difficult to expect any results to come from that. So from overall position, if you look at it, many, many devotees have told Krishna that we have no qualification and you should not ask us about our qualifications. And that is Kripasiddham. That means also that Sadhana Siddha and Nitya Siddha, they are in their relationship with Krishna is different in the sense that you have done something, in result Krishna has given the result for that. Krishna has given the result for that. You worked very hard and Krishna gave you the result. That is one, that is Sadhana Siddha. Nitya Siddha is that they have reached that stage before. Nitya Siddhatam. But this Kripasiddham, Kripasiddha, is those who are completely dependent on Krishna's mercy and mercy alone. Completely dependent on Krishna's mercy and mercy alone. And this Kripasiddha is on a higher level. Why is that? Kripasiddha means that he has understood his position very well. And he has understood Krishna's position also very well. And he has told Krishna, from now onwards, I am yours. You can do what you want with me. Whatever happens in this body, in this mind, in this intelligence, please take that ego away from me and you purify me rather than I getting purified with my own effort. Because if one surrenders to Krishna, this is why in bhakti that surrender is such an important element. If you think that by your sadhana and by your knowledge or realizations it is going to happen, it could be a long way. But in this Kripa process, Kripa Siddham, it is there in every Siddhantam. Shaiva Siddhantam, Vaishnava Siddhantam, everywhere, this Kripa, Krishna's Kripa or mercy has a very powerful influence. That Kripa Siddhantam is very much a factor what one should take into count seriously. Because it is Krishna's mercy, that is such a powerful thing which shows that only in Kripa Siddhantam, the mercy start flowing from Krishna to the devotee. In sadhana, Nitya Siddhas and all, they are after Krishna, isn't it? Krishna consciousness flows from the heart of the devotee to Krishna. Whereas in Kripa Siddhantam, Krishna's mercy starts flowing in the opposite direction. You see, what happened was, when tsunami happened, you remember tsunami just a few years ago, a big tsunami happened. And all of that, Indonesian islands and Sri Lanka and all that area was very badly hit. It even hit on the east coast of India also. It has hit at that time. So on that day when tsunami happened, people are walking through the town, through the city in Chennai, and there is a river which flows through Chennai called Adayar River that goes through Chennai. And it goes and joins the sea in Chennai. On the seaside, it goes and joins the sea there. So while people were walking through that bridge, they saw that particular day the river is flowing opposite way. Normally it flows and joins the sea, isn't it? But instead that day the flow was in the opposite direction. Sea was flowing through the river back into the country. It was flowing the reverse way. Similarly, in Kripa Siddhantam, Krishna's mercy starts flowing the other way, opposite way. Normally we are going towards Krishna by practicing sadhana, isn't it? By practicing sadhana, we try to get closer to Krishna. That is the purpose of all the sadhana is. But in Kripa Siddhantam,
Just like the river, the sea was flowing in the opposite direction through the river back to the city. In the same way, here the devotee has come to a state where he can't do anything anymore. Overall, the life is in a mess. There is no time to engage in proper sadhana. Due to the life we all are stuck with. And material situation, circumstances around, family life, social life, whatever that is, caught up in all kinds of problems. Even for survival in this world, one has to fight through. And nothing is favorable in spiritual life. Society is not favorable. The government is not favorable. Nobody is favorable in spiritual life. Actually, everything is very nice. Suppose the whole world is chanting the holy name. And everywhere there are temples and prasadam. Why we have to create all these unwanted things in this world and suffer from that, isn't it? We could live a peaceful life. Suppose everywhere people are engaged in spiritual life and there is Harinam everywhere, there is Sankirtan everywhere. Where is the anxiety? Here everything has to be covered up, everything has to be kept very confidential. You cannot reveal your true mind to anyone. And then they will criticize you for whatever you say. When all these situations are so unfavorable for practicing in spiritual life, what else can be done? And that is where this Kripa Siddhantam is the best option. Is the best option to be completely dependent on Krishna's mercy and surrendering unto Him. This is why the importance of surrender. If we think ourselves that through my sadhana and all, I am going to become perfect in life and I am going to go back home, back to Godhead, and we may have some understanding in that way. But if you really look at it, the reality of the situation, you can see that more than anything else, what we need today is that mercy to come from Krishna's side. There is no other easier way than that. So, because if it is not like that, how can you address Krishna as Bhaktavatsala? And we also say Krishna has got compassion. And what those verses in the Bhagavad Gita, Abhijet Sudaracharyo Bhajadeva Ananyabhak Sadhureva Samandavya Samyak Vyavasidohisaha Kshipram Bhavadi Dharmalpa Shashvachandim Nigachadi Kaundeya Pratijanihi Name Bhakta Pranashyadi. Krishna's words in the Bhagavad Gita cannot be true otherwise. Krishna is saying there that even if Duryachara means one who is addicted to bad habits, Duryachara. Sudurachara means very, very bad habits. Very, very bad habits. Due to whatever reasons it may be, it happens in different people's life in different way. They get caught up in all kinds of situations. That is why it's called Sudurachara. Even then, Krishna says, Bhajade Imam Ananyabhak. That Ananyabhak, that is the right word there. Ananyabhak. Ananyabhak means one who thinks that I am his. That means the devotee is thinking that he is Krishna's property. That is that Ananyabhak. I am not different. I am Krishna's wealth. I am Krishna's servant or some form there is a relationship with Krishna. That Bhajanayamam Ananyabhak Sadhureva Samandavya Samyag Vyavasidohisaha. That he should be accepted as a sadhu, or he is a devotee. He should be accepted in that way. Because what is his qualification? His qualification is that he has taken Krishna shelter. He has taken Krishna shelter. So this surrender in bhakti is such an important element. More than anything else, it is that surrender that makes that things to happen. So in such a person, even if he has no other qualifications, Krishna says, He will accept him. And this is exactly what Ramachandra also said. Ramachandra also said the same thing. He said, one who has taken my shelter, even if he is Ravana, doesn't matter, I will accept him. That is my principle, Ramachandra says. It doesn't matter. When Vibhishana's Sharanagati was discussed, when Vibhishana came to surrender to Ramachandra, there was a big meeting. I mentioned that before so many times, isn't it? Vibhishana's Sharanagati. Vibhishana came to surrender and the meeting was called for and the meeting happened and everybody gave different opinions. And asked Sugriva also. Sugriva said, no, we shouldn't accept him. Yes, he's a traitor. He is not loyal to his brother. And all kinds of things he said. Hanuman said, no, we should accept him. We should accept him. And Ramachandra congratulated Hanuman's opinion on that. He said, that is my position also, he said. If somebody takes my shelter, he is mine, provided he is taking shelter of him. So the Sharanagati or surrender, whether it is Ramachandra or whether it is Krishna, it's a mandatory requirement. That Krishna says that without that surrender, nothing will materialize. Sadhana and all has very limited potency compared to the potency of surrender. Surrender is a key element in bhakti. So that is why Krishna says here that Abhijayet Sudhirajaro Bhajade Imam Ananyabha Sadureva Samandavya Samyangavasido Hisam. So doesn't matter, when Krishna's mercy starts flowing, even if that darkness inside may be there for thousands of years. When we say like that, what it means? That many lifetimes we have gone through different bodies and created a lot of bad vasanas inside. All kinds of bad vasanas inside. But just like as soon as you light a lamp, the darkness goes away. When Krishna's Kripa Shakti means the power of Krishna's mercy, when it starts working, no matter how many sinful activities he has performed, the knowledge will immediately work inside. In other words, when Krishna's mercy comes, Krishna's Jnana Shakti, the knowledge of the soul can manifest by Krishna. If it is not there, there is no hope for any of us, to tell the truth. None of us have any hope otherwise. If you think that through sadhana means, may not happen in this lifetime, may not happen in the next lifetime. Who knows what will happen in the next time? It is all just the what sadhana, what is required. And absolutely we are not nitya siddhas either. So there is not much of a opportunity. The thing is that is why this third one, Kripa Siddhantam, Kripa Shakti, is the one normally most of the devotees will take shelter of. Most of the devotees will take shelter of. Because even after executing sadhana for a very long time in life, a point will come at some time in life, you will find it very difficult to engage in sadhana. Suppose you decide, from now on, I'm going to engage in spiritual life. From tomorrow onwards, I'm going to chant 16 rounds. I'm going to attend Mangalarati every day. I'm going to study Srimad Bhagavatam. And I'm going to do Sankirtanam, Harinam, everything. You have made a plan for a few years. By chance, you die tomorrow. So where is all the plan? It's finished, isn't it? So sadhana and all our plans is all subject to something. But Krishna's mercy is not subject to anything. It can happen right now, here, today. It can happen. That if we accept that surrender principle, surrendering principle to Krishna, once we surrender to Krishna, that surrender, the moment onwards, anything what happens with this body, mind, or intelligence, or false ego, that is all Krishna's responsibility. It's not our responsibility anymore. This is the principle what the Alwars have followed, Nayanars have followed, all the great devotees have followed. That is how they found out that it's the easiest process and at the same time most safe process also. If you depend on sadhana, there is no guarantee that you will live long. When you get old, suppose you get sick, where is the chances that you will be able to chant your rounds? Even that is not guaranteed, is it? Where is the guarantee that so many problems happens with this body? And you don't know where you will be, in what situation you will be. Life is so uncertain about everything, isn't it? So, but in all these situations, before all that happens, if you hand over yourself to Krishna and says to Krishna, very sincerely, say to him that from now on, I will live in this world the way you want me to do things. Whatever you give it to me, either good or bad, it doesn't matter, that I am yours. That surrendered mood is the devotee's real bhakti. That is bhakti. That is what is addressed as bhakti in the Bhagavad Gita. If you study Bhagavad Gita carefully, Krishna is not saying there. Krishna will say some things about chanting and other things. Beyond all that, Krishna's definition of bhakti in the 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita is on based on surrender.
Adveshta sarvabhudanam maitrakarunayevacha nirmamo nirahangara samadukha sugakshami sandushta sadadam yogi yadalma dhradanishayaha mayarpidamano buddhi yomad bhakta same priyaha yasmano dvijade logo logano dvijade jaya harsha marshamayo dhoger muktoya sajame priyam yona hrishadi na dveshti na shojadi na kamshadi Shubhashubha parityagi, akimani, samay priya. Everywhere Krishna says, he is that devotee who is dear to me. He is that devotee who is dear to me. And if you look at all the specifications which Krishna has laid out there, you will see the main factor is surrender. Is surrender. There is about verse 12 onwards, right up to verse 20. In the 12th chapter, verse 12 onwards to verse 20, this is what Krishna says, whom I like. And it is they who get that kripa. It is those who have that quality, that those things, that culture or that nature in a devotee. Krishna says, they are very dear to me. Naturally, Krishna's kripa comes from there. So, in the after saying that, so here you can see,
Tam Tishna Chitta Madi Vama Cheshtidam Vichyandaram Kosha Parichada Sivan Varastriyam Dal Prabhayaja Darshide Mirichamani Janani Hyadishtadam Tasmin Sanam Durjara Vidyam Ulbanam Khora Angamada Ishishodhata Vada Gadam Karabhyam Pragavan Pravidyadad Pranaisamam Rosha Samanidopibad Pranaisamam Rosha Samanidopibad. That Pudana took Krishna onto her chest and Krishna held the breast and started sucking. So, in one way, it was also her initiation. Whose initiation? Putana was initiated like that. Putana's initiation. So, initiation is given in different ways, in different sampradayams, in different processes. So, actually, initiation doesn't mean that only that you chant a mantra in the ears. That's not the only initiation. What actually initiation means, somehow or the other, that chit-shakti, Chit-shakti, Satta Chitta Anandam, isn't it? Chit-shakti is the eternity, knowledge and bliss. Eternity is Sat, knowledge is the Chit, and bliss is the Anandam. Bliss is the Anandam, happiness or bliss, what we say. Devotees say it as bliss. So, Satta Chitta Anandam. So, that Chit-shakti, the knowledge power, the flow of knowledge, flow of power, of self-realization, flowing from the spiritual master to the disciple is called chit-shakti, is called the diksha. Actually, that is what is diksha means. The knowledge, spiritual knowledge, flowing from the spiritual master to the disciple is called the diksha, diksha process. So you can see any great devotees, jnanis, all of them, then they look at people in different ways. Some people, through their looking at the disciple, their chit-shakti flows from them. Chit-shakti flows, it will start working there. Some people will give pada-diksha. Pada-diksha. Some people are given pada-diksha. So, different ways diksha is given. There are so many ways of giving diksha mentioned. Kukuda-diksha, kamata-diksha, all those things are mentioned there. That how that chit-shakti flows from the spiritual master to the disciple. That is what is discussed. So, in rare cases, the realized soul will put his hand on the chest of the disciple or the devotee and the chit-shakti will flow through that. Chit-shakti will flow through that. That this is addressed as, this is referred to as hridaya-granthi-bhedam. Hridaya-granthi-bhedam means breaking that hridaya-granthi. You know, the hridaya-granthi means that we have a strong coverage inside, isn't it, of the tamogunam inside. That strong coverage has to be broken up. In one word, it is mentioned as vidyade hridaya grandhi chidyande sarva samshaya kshiyande chasya karmani drishtvaye valmani ishvare. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the first canto, in the second chapter, while discussing about self-realization, Suda Goswami says to Shaunaka Rishi, vidyade hridaya grandhi, It will break that Hriday Granthi, the knot of attachment. Attachment inside. Attachment in what form? Vasanas. Different vasanas and strong attachment to this world. Vidyade Hriday Granthi. What will happen when it's broken? Chidyande Sarva Samshayaha. All samshayam, doubts will go at that point. Up to that point, it's all doubts inside. What will happen to me? Is this all true? What I am doing? Is there a spiritual world? Will I go back there? Even you will wonder, is there a thing called soul? You start thinking, it can all happen, isn't it? That's all samshayam, doubt inside. Vidyade hridaya granthi chidyande sarva samshayaha. Then kshiyande chasya karmani. Then kshiyande chasya karmani. All karmam is finished at that point. There is no more karmam after that. This karmam we saw yesterday in the Bhagavad Gita also. Karmam is one of the five elements, isn't it? Five factors keep us in the karma mandalam. And which Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita, the five factors. The performer, the endeavor, the super soul, which is called adrishtam, and the senses which are involved in the action. All these five elements are a part of that karma. When Krishna wanted to discuss about karma. So freeing ourselves from this world of karma is not easy. But when initiation happens, vidyade hridaya granthi, number one, hridaya granthi is broken. Chidyande sarva samshayaha, all doubts have gone away. Kshiyande chasya karmani, all karma is also over. Drushto eval manishware, and you start realizing who are we. Who we are. Drishtvaye valmanishvare. Inside seeing that soul, whose real identity, what is it? It's a part of Krishna. It is Krishna's another form there, sitting situated in that. And that realization will happen. The same thing from Upanishads, there's only a very slight difference when it came to Srimad Bhagavatam. Upanishad verses, vidyande hridaya granthi chidyande sarva samshayaha kshiyande chasya karmani drishtvaye paravare. That's all the statement. And then it came to Srimad Bhagavatam, it becomes Drishtvaye Valmanishvare. You will see small changes like that. Because Bhagavatam is a Bhakti Grantham, it is spoken like that. Upanishads are Jnana Grantham, so it is spoken in a slightly different way. So, what is this Hridaya Granthi? Hridaya Granthi basically means the false ego. Hridaya Granthi is the false ego. So, Hridaya Granthi, now this process of initiation, of keeping the hand in the heart of the heart of the disciple, this process in the Yoga Margam. Yogis do all that. Yogis system. And why? Because that is the place where the false ego is hiding. False ego is hiding there. Actually, we don't know how powerful that false ego is in each one of us, isn't it? We know it's there to some extent, but to what extent it is there, that's unknown. So, you can see, but it is here. That everybody knows, that the Hridaya Granthi is here. Anywhere in the world, if you ask this question, that when they talk, I cannot do that, you'll say. You'll put the hand here. Without any this thing, I don't do that. I don't do such things, you'll say. Oh, I'm not responsible. I've done it. So as where does the hand go? Straight here. Have you noticed in everywhere? Everywhere in the world it is the same. No difference at all. So that's where he is actually. That's where you are. That's without our knowledge it's happening. Pointing out yourself where the false ego is. That's where the false ego is. So, have you seen anywhere? I've done it. You don't do like that. Or I've done it. You don't say, I've done it. You will say like that, isn't it? So why is that? The reason is this, that other I, you also know very well, I is here. That I, who you are referring to, is there. That ego is present there. So that is the place where Hridaya Granthi is. And yogis also know about that. And now, in what has happened here was, in Putana's case, instead of keeping the hand there, put the mouth there, that's all. Krishna put the mouth there in the place where the Hridaya Granthi is. Krishna put the mouth there. And in the guise of drinking the milk, Krishna started drinking the milk from Putana. And in that way, Krishna pulled that Hridaya Granthi from inside. purified Putana in that way. That Ahankaram, false ego inside Putana, Krishna sucked it out. Krishna sucked it out. It is at that time one of the next famous verses in Putana Moksham, which you'll see, 11th verse.
Samunjamunjalamidi prabhashini nishpidhyamana akila jiva marmani vivritya netrai charanau bhujau muhu prasvinna gathrakshipati rurodaham. Samunjamunjalamidi prabhashini nishpidhyamana akila jiva marmani vivritya netrai charanau bhujau muhu prasvinna gathrakshipati rurodaham. Samunjamunjalamidi prabhashini nishpidhyamana akila jiva marmani vivritta netre charanau bhujau muhu prasvinna gathrakshipati rurodaham.
Then Krishna is sucking her life out from there. False ego is getting drunk. Krishna is drinking. Actually, what Krishna wants us from us is that thing. Not all the other things what we offer to Krishna. That thing called a false ego inside, Krishna enjoys drinking that, or false ego. That is his, Krishna's happiness. And that is what is happening here also. Samunja munja alamidi prabhashini. If you have noticed one thing, when you are surrendering to Krishna, the last thing you want to surrender to Krishna is this false ego. Everything else you will say, Krishna, you can have it, but not that one. And that is only one word Krishna wants from us, not anything else. This is the problem. Samunja munja alamidi prabhashini nishpidhyamana akila jiva marmani. The word used is, you can see, nishpidhyamana akila jiva marmani. Jiva marmani. Jiva is that false ego inside us. That's the only thing we don't want to hand over. That is why in Mahabali's case also, Krishna says, you have given me everything, that's fine. What about the third feet? Where should I put it? He said, because if you're not going to give that to me, all the other 2 feet are useless. After all, rest of it is all mine anyway. Who says it's yours? He says, that is Krishna's attitude. Mahabali says, I have given you the earthly planet, heavenly planet, lower planets, everything. You have measured everything and took it away from me. Krishna says, that's all fine, but you have not given you to me yet. I need that third one. The third feet. That's why it's so important, given to that third feet of Krishna's, Vamanamurti's third feet, what was used to take Mahabali's false ego. So it is that false ego you will see. Wherever there is surrender to Krishna, that false ego is taken away. Krishna takes away that false ego. Whether it is Uttaradevi, whether it is Kundidevi, whether it is Gajendra, whether it is Durvasav, doesn't matter. That is what Krishna wants from us. Samunja munja alamidi prabhashini nishpidhyamana akila jiva marmani vivritya netrai charanau bhujau muhu prasvinna gatra kshipati rurodaham. Then Sukadeva Goswami is getting so excited about that. Then this, seeing this Putana celebration, Uddhava said this in the Bhagavatam, if you remember, that a person who comes to Krishna with such a evil intention of killing him. And what did Krishna say? Uddhava says there, Aho bhagiyam stana kala kudam jigam sayayay adapya sadvi lebe gadin netravdam kuchidam kudonyo kamvadayalam sharanam vrajemaham. Uddhava says to Krishna, Uddhava says, Aho bhagiyam stana kala kudam. The poison what Putana has put on her breast for Krishna to suck was Kalakudam, Kalakuda poison, the most powerful poison. Aho bhagiyam stana kalakudam jighamsayaya yadapya sadhvi. That, and came in the form of a nurse, as a mother, to feed Krishna with that evil mind behind that, isn't it? Jighamsaya paya yadapya sadhvi lebhe gadim da trujidam kudonyom. And Krishna did not look into her evil intentions. That is Krishna's beauty. Krishna didn't think, oh, she has come to kill me. No. Lebhe gadim datri ujidam kutonyohom. That Krishna looked at her intention. Krishna only said one thing, you have come to me. That is the qualification of Putana. Putana has come to Krishna, that is her qualification. Lebhe gadim, you also come back to the spiritual world. Kamva dayalam sharanam vrajemam. Who is more compassionate than this? This is why what Uddhava is asking Vidura. Uddhava and Vidura met in Vrindavanam. You remember? After the long pilgrimage, Vidura comes back and they met by accident. Accident means by Krishna's arrangement. They met in Vrindavanam. And Uddhava was asking, saying to Vidura, Aho bhagiyam stanakala kodam jighamsaya paaya yadapya sadvi lebhe gadim datruchidam kudonyo kamvadayayam sharanam vrajema. Who else should one take shelter except Krishna? This is the opinion of, this is Uddhava's words. Kamvadayayam sharanam vrajema. A person who is so compassionate, so merciful and kind. This is why I am saying, even Uddhava recognized that Kripa Siddhantam. Kripa, that mercy, that if you take shelter, there is shelter there. There is shelter there. And Uttaradevi said the same thing, isn't it? Pahi Pahi Mahayogin Deva Deva Jagalpade Manyam Tvadhavayam Pashel Yatra Mrityu Parasparam. If ever you have to take shelter of somebody, it has to be Krishna shelter, nobody else. All other shelters are uncertain. There is no shelter anywhere, actually. That's the point. It is this words that made Sukadeva Goswami to take Srimad Bhagavatam seriously. Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadeva Goswami is a jnani, isn't it? Brahman realized the state. He is moving around as a fully realized soul. But what attracted him when he heard this particular verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Uddhava's reference to Putana and Putana's liberation, and he mentioned that when he heard that, Sukadeva Goswami felt completely moved by that words about Putana. Putana's compassion, what Krishna has shown to Putana. Why should Krishna show any compassion to Putana after all? What has she done? From no angle she has any qualifications, has she? She hasn't chanted any rounds. She hasn't done anything in spiritual life. Either studying Bhagavatam, Srimad Bhagavatam, chanting the holy name, not even prasadam. Even if you look at from that place, she didn't even take from food for life even. She hasn't accepted. Even then, Putana can go back. Just imagine that. So even to such an extent that Krishna's compassion is flowing from the opposite way. Not from us to Krishna, but from Krishna's side to us. That compassion, seeing Krishna's compassion, Sukadeva Goswami says, this hasn't happened any time before. Absolute truth coming like this and showing compassion like this to anybody, it hasn't happened before. Even when Ramachandra came, everybody did not go back, did he? Ramachandra took all of them who were in Ayodhya at that time, came to Sairayu river and told them to go underneath the water. Still, one man there, called Dvivida, he says, let me check everybody else is going back or not. He got the idea, something like that. Ramachandra says, you stay back now, you're not ready yet. So there, he didn't show any mercy to Dvivida, and next time when he came as Krishna, he said, he will beat you up and send you back home to spiritual world. And then he arranged it through Balram. That's what happened. So Dvivida had to stay here for a very long time because of that small mistake he made. Very small mistake he made. Only mistake he made was when Ramchandra went underneath the water with everybody else, they all went back from Ayodhya to the spiritual world, underneath the Sarayu river. They went underneath and they didn't come back from there. But Dvivida, what he thought was, let me make sure that everybody is going underneath the water. He still wanted to do his preaching there and make sure that everything is happening. So Dvivida had to stay back and everybody else went back. So there, even Ramchandra's case, Ramachandra didn't show that compassion what Krishna has shown. This is why it is so, that kripa, that mercy, you don't see anywhere else what Krishna has shown. What? Krishna has shown. Aho bhagiyam stana kala kudam jigam saya paaya yadapya sadhvi lebhe gadim datruchidam kudonyo kamvadayalam sharanam vrajemaha. Where else will you see this mercy? Uddhava says to Vidura. Uddhava says to Vidura. When Sukadeva Goswami heard that, he also got attracted to Krishna with that. And that prompted him to hear from Vedavyasa Maharshi, his father, the whole of Srimad Bhagavatam. And there is one another verse also talking about Krishna's beauty later on in the 10th canto.
Varhapidam nadavaravabhu karnayo karnigaram vibhradvasakkanaka kavisham vajayandinjamalam rendran veno radharasudhayoh purayan gopavrundai vrindaranyam savadaramanam pravishad gita girtim.
Krishna entering Vrindavanam with other cowherd boys. That beautiful form, how the cowherd boys decorated Krishna. And that is another verse which Sudeva Goswami was very affected by the beauty of Krishna. Here, Krishna's compassion, and there it is Krishna's beauty. So you can see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, wherever Sudeva Goswami was touched, those topics which has touched him very strongly, he has made it sure that there is nobody else to surrender except to Krishna. That one point. He wanted to push it through very strongly on that way. So here also he says, Samunja Munja Alamidi Prab, it's an important word. Samunja Munja Alamidi Prabhashani Nishpidhyamana Akhila Jiva Marmani. And Vivrutya Netrai Charanau Bujo Muho Prasvinagatra Shibadi Ryodaha. So the Samunja Munja Alamidi Prabhashani. That is the way Purvana's conversation starts now. Sa munja munja alam idi prabhashani. Let me go. Leave me, she's saying. Krishna is saying, no, I want more. Won't leave. Sa munja munja ala idi prabhashani. So, what has happened now? As soon as, if you look at it from a very gross level, that or in a general way, if you look at the meaning of that verse, Krishna is sucking her life out from her. While drinking the milk, with that the pranan also is coming out from there. And she is crying, leave me alone. Munja means leave me alone, she is saying. I had enough. Stop it, I had enough. Leave me alone. That's what, sa munja alam idi prabhashini. That is what it means. But from a very subtle point, if you look at it, you can see that when Krishna has touched her, she had enough of life in this world. That is the advantage of Krishna consciousness. If Krishna touches any person, his desire for enjoying in this world, his desire for even to live in this world goes away. That is the beauty. That is Krishna's mercy. Because we have desires still to fulfill, we have attachment to this world, we want to live here, isn't it? That is what is keeping us going every day. Another day, another dollar, or another dollar, another day. What do they say? This is how long this is going to last? This is another day, another dollar. Sa munja munja alamidi prabhashini nishvidhyamana agila jiva marmani. Pudana says, I had enough, I don't want any more dollars, I want to go from here. Why? You can look at Pudana's situation. Pudana is working for Kamsa. We are all working for different Kamsas in this world. There is no much difference. Only different way. These Kamsas are more dangerous than the other Kamsas, the modern Kamsas. Modern Kamsas do everything in a very subtle way. They won't know, may even know you, whom you are working for. That is how it is. It is so badly, cleverly done that you don't know who is making the decision. It will come by email, that's all, the decision, one day. So, this is the difficulty, if you look at it. Sa munja munja alam idi prabhashini. Munja munja, leave me alone. Alam, that I had enough. Nishpidhyamana agila jiva marmani. That ahangaram, false ego, when it goes away from inside, we don't want to leave it still want to get it back. The false ego is so strong and deep ridden inside that it's very difficult to give it up. You can also notice this even on small things, how it comes out straight away, operates it in this world. So where it happens here, Pudana is saying, I had enough. Why? She was working for Kamsa. And she was also fed up that I had to do this for Kamsa's sake. Kamsa is the one behind it, isn't it? Who is pushing her that this is you're the project manager for this killing babies, whatever that job was. That, and she has been sent for that purpose. So, Pudana's prayers to Krishna was that, please get me out from here. Please get me out from here. Show me the way how to get out and let me escape from here. I had enough of my life in this world. She has come to that point. She has come to that point. And suppose if she has gone back again after this, comes I will send her somewhere else for further official duties, whatever that is. So she didn't want that anymore. She didn't want. So that is the sushmam, subtle side of those words. If you think about it, you will know that Putana actually wanted to escape from this world. She has come to that conclusion very much so. She didn't want this service to Kamsa anymore. But Putana had to go through this because in previous lifetime in Vindhyavali she had come. She has Putana here. Isn't it? In a previous Mahabali's time, Vindhyavali, Mahabali's wife, Vindhyavali, she had to come as Putana now in this past time. Krishna selected all these personalities when the war between demigods and the demons happened. That's where the recruitment happened. Who all should come for different pastimes in the Krishnavadaram? In Krishna's appearance, who all should be there? Kamsa was selected there. Kalanemi, the demon, Mahabali's friend, has come as Kamsa. Mahabali's wife, Vindhyavali, has come as Putana. Similarly, many other demons, they were all either friend of Mahabali or friend of Indra or somebody like that. Every recruitment happened at that time itself. And Krishnavadaram is planned from long ago, long time back. That you will notice there. So when Putana said this, Krishna was not surprised at all. Sa munja munjala midi prabhashini nishpidhyamana agila jiva marmani. So if I go back again, Kamsa will send me again. And on the other hand, I cannot stay without doing this. It's not possible. Therefore she says, alam alam, enough, enough. And how good or how bad a person you are is not the criteria. How good a person you are or how bad a person you are is not the criteria. Whether we go in front of Krishna and says to him, alam unja, then that is what is more important. How good or how bad you are is not important. If you say to Krishna, I had enough of this world, then Krishna will take up our file. Then Krishna will look into our file. Otherwise, no. Krishna says, okay, if you still have interest there, properties, share market, investments and job and mortgage and you're still, oh, you're busy with that, okay, when you've finished everything, then we can talk about it. But if you're very busy there, I don't want to disturb your business, you're very busy anyway. So that is Krishna's approach. So here he says here that whoever says to Krishna, alam munja. Sa munja munja alamidi prabhashini nishpidhyamana agila jiva marmani. That is Putana's qualification. That is Putana's qualification. She said to Krishna, I had enough here. I had enough. Please get me out from here somehow. That is all. That's all. So the surrender process is also like that. Is like that. When devotee goes to Krishna and says to him that I had enough of this life in this world. There is nothing here really fascinating to happen here. And at that time Krishna accepts a devotee. And so here alam means I had whatever I got in this world, that is sufficient. And whatever experience is enough. And munja munja, please release me. Please release me. instead of if not saying alam munja munja, he won't do it. You see, first you have to say alam and then you have to say munja, like Putana did. If you just say alam, that means that you have to say first, I had enough here. And then you have to say to Krishna, take me out from here. Then you will go. But if you say to Krishna, I still need something here, and then you take me out from here, Krishna won't do it. That's the way it works. Krishna's mercy, Kripa Siddhantam is like that. That's why those two words are kept together, alam and munja. Sa munja munja alamidi prabhashini nishpidhyamana agila jiva marmani. So Putana surrender, you can see how perfect it is. I had enough of this world, please get me out from here. That is proper surrender. That is a surrender. And then there is nothing much holding back after that. So suppose we have still desire to enjoy this world, something more to experience here. As long as you have something good, to experience here or bad to experience here, what will happen is, suppose you have desire to experience something good and you are doing some karma in this world with that intention, you will have to go to the heavenly planets. You have to go to the heavenly planets, and Krishna says, go and live there sometime and then we can look at it again. And suppose you have some intention to do something bad, some sinful activities in this world, Krishna says, go to the hellish planets and live some time there and then come back and we look at it again. So when happiness or pious activities and sinful activities, when they completely get nullified, only then one can go back to the spiritual world. Either way it is a problem, whether you have pious credit or impious credit, whichever way. Suppose sometimes people may have done a lot of good things in this world. Lot of good things in this world. They also cannot go back. Why? That vasana inside will be there still. That from goodness, that vasana, pious activities, and they are entitled for some happiness in this body, in that body, or they may have to go for higher enjoyment to the heavenly planets. Either way. So they have to stay back in the karma mandalam, in the world of karma. They cannot free themselves from there. So that is why, either way it has to happen. So, so long as there is some vasana inside still, that Krishna will play with us in this way. Krishna will keep playing with us in this way. Up, down, either way. Work hard, earn money and give charity, enjoy life in particular way. And that desire for enjoyments have not gone away from inside. Krishna says, you have done a lot of good things in this world, go to the heavenly planets, enjoy there. If you have engaged in a lot of sinful activities, and still that you have not released from that bad vasanas inside, go to the hellish planets and suffer from there. So, everything has been done wrong things and suffer from that. So, if a point comes in life, I had enough. That is the Sa Munja Munja Alam. Alam is that. I had enough. So, I can't do it anymore. So, Munja Munja Alam Idi Prabhashini. Now, show me the way how to free myself from here. What about Krishna? Nishpidhyamana Akhila Jeeva Marmani. Nishpidhyamanam. Krishna is holding her. Where? Akhila Jeeva Marmani. At the very point where that Jeeva is hiding. Where Jeeva is hiding. Jeeva Marmani means that subtle body. Sushma Shariram. The subtle body. What is that subtle body? Why is that subtle body so important? It is in that subtle body that we have accumulated all our, in many, many lifetimes, what we have accumulated is stored up in that subtle body. Isn't it? Karma prarabdham. Or karma vasana, that is where it is stored up, in that subtle body. Gross body, you can't store anything. Gross body will go. But subtle body, and there, there we have collected all our vasanas from so many lifetimes and stored in that subtle body, and keeping that body inside, we are moving from one body to another. Keeping that bag, the big bag of that subtle body with us, and we are moving from one body to another. And that Jiva, living entity, who is standing in front of Krishna with this bag in her hand, he is called Ahangaram or Jiva. He is called the Ahangaram or Jiva. Jiva is called like that. That Ahangaram is called Jiva. That means one, that the soul or the who carries this subtle body, which is carrying all the vasanas inside. And with that vasana is a heavy bag which he is carrying. With that he is standing in front of Krishna, and that he is called Jiva. And Jiva is hiding in so many places in the body. Is hiding in so many places. In the body, in the mind, in the intelligence, senses. But these are all places where Jiva is present. But Ahangaram, false ego, is the central point where Jiva is present. Where? Jiva is present. That's the center point. That is the center point where Jiva is present. So, so all these places, Jiva is present in the body, mind, intelligence, ego, everywhere. In other words, this vasana is also present in all over the body. Not only here. Vasana is present in the mind, in the intelligence, in the senses, in the gross body also. So wherever the vasanas are present, Krishna has sucked it out from her, sucked it out whole from the body. And that is what it says here. Nishpidhyamana akila akila jiva marmani. The word, you see how Sudeva Goswami has used. Nishpidhyamana akila jiva marmani nivrtya netre. What happened at that time? Nivrtya netre. Both the eyes have come out from her sockets. And charano bujo moho prasvinna gatra shivadi rurodaham. So, and she started crying, and like a huge tree, she has now manifested her original form of Potana. She could change her body because of they had great capability. Yoga Siddhi is like that. These people had it, how to change their form, whichever way they wanted. Putana had changed her form to come in front of Krishna that day. So Putana suddenly has gone back to her original form, and she fell outside. So cowherd boys heard that, and they came immediately with the big stick in the hand. And when they came there, what did they see? They see Putana lying there, this huge bulk, tree-like form lying there. And in the chest of Putana, Krishna is, the little baby is lying there in Putana's chest. So, gopis went there, picked up Krishna from there. All the gopis arrived at that time, all the cowherd boys arrived, everyone around there. And they all took Krishna and started kissing Krishna and saying to Krishna, oh, our baby has escaped from a serious problem here today. And even though such a powerful demon like Putana had come, nothing has happened to her. Nothing has happened to Krishna. And how many babies she must have killed in the past. They were all talking to each other. Gopis are having a conversation about all these things. And it is at that time that they all took Krishna and kissed him. And they were feeling that, they were checking every part of Krishna's body, if anything has happened there. So, that is why it mentions in the here, that the, when they were going away like this, that the Krishna is moving one hand to another, that gopis were arguing each other, I should look after him now. They were competing each other to look after Gopi. Chitram pishachya nahatakumaram chitram buraiva kadishe shaurinedam idi prashamsan kila gopalogo bhavan mukha lokarase nimangshil. Seeing that Putana's form and seeing Krishna is small little baby, Putana is a huge tree like size. Seeing both, they were talking to each other. Chitram pishajana hata kumara. How come this baby survived this? Chitram pureiva kadhi shauri nedham. They were also saying, by now Nanda Maharaj arrived there. After from Mathura, after paying taxes and everything, he has arrived. Jin says, Chitram pureiva kadhi shauri nedham. Shauri is Vasudeva. Vasudeva has mentioned these things is going to happen. He did mention that. How come this has happened, what he has spoken? And Nanda Maharaj was appreciating Vasudeva's astrological calculations, how correct they were. He was saying what a good astrologer Vasudeva was, that he was able to predict everything in advance, that so many bad things are going to happen in Brajam. So he was saying that how good how good, correct the predictions were, Vasudeva's prediction. So that's why he's here. Chitram vureiva kadi shaurinedam. And Chitram Vishachyanahada Kumara. Gopis were saying, how come that nothing happened to Krishna, even though she was attacked by this Putana? Idi prashamsan kila gopalogo bhavan muga logarase nivangshil. Mutually, they were all appreciating like this, and they were looking at Krishna's face and smiling at him. And Krishna was keeping his eyes closed. Bhavan muga logarase nikamshil dine dine da pradivrdha lakshmi akshina mangalya shato vrajoyam
ഭവന് നിവാസാദൈ വാസുദേവ പ്രമോദസാന്ദ്ര പരിതോ വിരേചയും ദിനം ദിനേത പ്രതിവൃദ്ധ ലക്ഷ്മി.
സോ ദിസ് ഇൻസിഡന്റ് ഹാപ്പൻഡ് ഓൺ ദ സിക്സ്ത് ഡേ ആഫ്റ്റർ കൃഷ്ണസ് അപ്പിയറൻസ്. ഓൺ ദ സിക്സ്ത് ഡേ പൂതന വാസ് കിൽഡ്. പൂതന വാസ് കിൽഡ് ഓൺ ദ സിക്സ്ത് ഡേ. ഫ്രം ദെൻ ഓൺവേർഡ്സ് ദിനേ ദിനേത പ്രതിവൃദ്ധ ലക്ഷ്മി. വൃന്ദാവനം വാസ് ബിക്കമിംഗ്, ഗോകുലം വാസ് ബിക്കമിംഗ് മോർ ആൻഡ് മോർ ഓപ്പുലൻറ്റ് എവ്രിവെയർ ഡ്യൂ ടു കൃഷ്ണസ് പ്രസൻ. അക്ഷീണ മംഗല്യശതോ വ്രജോയം. മംഗല്യം മീൻസ് ഓസ്പീഷ്യസ് തിങ്സ്. ദേവർ സോ മച്ച് ഓപ്പുലൻസസ് ഇൻ ഗോകുലം. ആൻഡ് ഭവൻ നിവാസ ദൈവാസുദേവ. That when Krishna, why? Only because Bhavan Nivasadai Vasudeva, only because Krishna was present there. Pramodasandra Parido Vireje. That Pramodasandra, Pramoda means that extreme happiness inside. In spite of all these things were happening, they were in a very, very, very happy state. All the inhabitants of Rajam. Five days after appearance, they had a big festival, Nandotsavam. After that, this one bad incident happened. That also Krishna has survived. So they were feeling happy. Our Krishna is somewhat secure to hold on to. He is not so easy that he is not going to go ill. The feeling of protection started from everyone in Vrindavanam. They started feeling a kind of protection from Krishna. After seeing that Pudana was killed.
Griheshude komala ruvahasam mitakkataha sankulida kamanyaham. ഗൃഹേഷുദേ കോമളരൂപഹാസം.
അറ്റ് ഹോം കോമളരൂപഹാസം. കൃഷ്ണസ് ബ്യൂട്ടി. ഗോപീസ് വിൽ കം എവ്രി മോർണിംഗ്. ദേ ഫിനിഷ് അപ് ദ വർക്ക് അറ്റ് ഹോം ആൻഡ് കം ടു സീ യശോദ. യശോദ വിൽ ആസ്ക് ദം, വൈ ഹാവ് യു കം? ഓ, വി ഹാവ് കം ടു സീ ദ ബേബി. ഹാവ് യു നോട്ട് സീൻ ദ ബേബി ബിഫോർ? ദേ സേ, യെസ് യെസ്, വി ഹാവ് സീൻ ദ ബേബി ബിഫോർ, ബട്ട് വി വാണ്ട് ടു സീ ഹിം അഗൈൻ. സോ ദിസ് ഈസ് ദ മൂഡ് ദേ. എവ്രി സിംഗിൾ ഡേ ദിസ് ഹാസ് ബിക്കം എ റെഗുലർ ഫീച്ചർ അറ്റ് ഹോം. Suppose you get visitors every day, it's too much, isn't it? Even Yashoda started feeling a little pressure. Then she started saying that she was happy that they had come to see the baby. They were leaving their own babies at home and they were coming. Some of them brought their babies, but sometimes they'll compare their own babies with Krishna. Their own baby always crying, something or the other, always giving trouble. But this one is different.
ഗൃഹേഷു ദേ കോമലഹാസരൂപം കോമളരൂപഹാസമിതാഹ കഥാസങ്കുലിതാ കമന്യഹാം.
That his activities have just started now and they were attracted by those activities.
വൃത്യേഷു കൃത്യേഷു ഭവൻ നിരീക്ഷ സമാഗതാ പ്രത്യഹമത്യനന്ദൻ.
When they come, they used to complain, started complaining about Krishna, some of the activities they didn't like. What they were, Krishna was up to. By now, appearance has happened here. Thieving has started also in the houses, simultaneously. Here Krishna is present, there also Krishna is present. So here a lot of activities are going on and they have come to complain about Krishna to Yashoda Devi. So Krishna is just growing up. He has slowly started growing up. And at that, when he is such a small baby, gopis wanted to carry him and they were competing each other to hold him.
Aho kumaro mai datta drishti smrutam kratam mam prativalsagena ehi ehi mam ityubasara vanim toyisha kim kim na kratam vadhubhim. Aho kumaro mai datta drishti.
One gopi was holding Krishna in the hand. So another gopi was standing next to her. She says to this gopi, give him to me. So this gopi says, no, I'll hold him because he wants me to hold him. So the other gopi says, no, he's looking at me. He wants to come to me. I can see that. He says,
Aho kumaro mai datta drishti smitam kradam mam prativalsagena.
So when the other gopi puts a lot of demands, she will hand over to the next gopi. So at that point, another gopi standing next to her, she says, look at him, he's smiling at me. He wants to come to me.
സ്മിതം കൃതം മാം പ്രതിവത്സകേനാം.
സോ ലൈക്ക് ദിസ് വേ ഫ്രം വൺ ഹാൻഡ് ടു അനദർ ഹാൻഡ് ടു അനദർ ഹാൻഡ്. ഗോപീസ് വർ വെരി ഫോണ്ട് ഓഫ് കാരിയിങ് കൃഷ്ണ. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വൈ
അഹോ കുമാരോ മൈ ദത്ത ദൃഷ്ടി സ്തന്യം കൃതം മാം പ്രതിവത്സകേന ഏഹേഹിമാമിത്യ ഉപസാര്യവാണിം ത്വയീശകിം കിം ന കൃതം വധൂഭി.
This way you have started these pastimes from the sixth day like this. The pastimes have started from then on. From there itself, this pulling gopis towards Krishna has started. Krishna's gopis had started visiting Krishna and this relationship has started. Then, bhavadvabhu sparshana kaudugena karalkaram gobavathu janinam. As soon as they touched Krishna, they felt something different. What was that? Bhavadvabhu sparshana kaudugena. They were saying, it's little different than taking our own babies. We don't feel that same thing when we take Krishna in our hands. They were having a completely different experience. Bhavadvabhu sparshana kaudugena. And karalkaram gobavadhu janena. Karalkaram, karalkaram gobavadhu janena. From one person to another person to another person, it keeps going like that. Karalkaram gobavadhu janena. Nidastvamadam rasarojamalam vyalam vilolam badulamalasim. Then, nidastvamadam rasarojamalam. Just like one of those. Nidastvamadam ram. Sarojamala, just like there is a lot of lotus flowers in the open, fully open, in the lake. A bee goes there. What does the bee does? He takes the honey from one flower. Then he goes to the next one. Then he goes to the next one. In this way, Krishna kept moving from one hand to another, one hand to another. That is the way the devotees see that. Nidastvamana amra sarojamala, vyalambilo lambadula malasi. Nipayayandi sthanamangagantvam vilogayandi vadanam hasandi. Nipayayandi sthanamangagantvam vilogayandi vadanam hasandi. Sometimes Yashoda Devi was looking after Krishna. And Krishna, Yashoda will continue to keep looking at Krishna's face and the eyes. And each part of his face and the body. Nipayayandi sthanamangagantvam. When Yashoda is looking at Krishna, Krishna kept on drinking the milk from Yashoda. Nipayayandi sthanamangagantvam vilogayandi vadanam hasandi. And looking at Yashoda, look, Yashoda was looking at Krishna's face and Krishna's beauty and she was smiling. And when Yashoda was smiling, Krishna was also smiling. And this relationship, Yashoda and Krishna, throughout Srimad Bhagavatam, you will see right up to the 47th chapter. When Krishna went to Mathura, and Uddhava came there to with the message from Nanda Maharaj. Up to that time, Yashoda had only one thing to think about Krishna. Nibhayandi sthanamangagantvam vilogayandi vadanam hasandi. Desham Yashodam kudamam na bheje. That to such a high level of bliss, Krishna has taken Yashoda. Desham Yashodam kudamam na bheje. That to what a level of ecstatic happiness what Yashoda has experienced while looking after Krishna. While looking after Krishna, that happiness what she experienced in looking after Krishna. That is incomparable anywhere in Sindhi, Srimad Bhagavatam. So that is what is talked about here. That so the Gopa scout came there. And they have said that it is Krishna's mercy that they have escaped from all this trouble. And what did the gopis do? Gopis, as usual, they started their rituals, mantravada. They wanted to protect Krishna. So what did they do? They brought these 22nd verses, you will see there. Avyada jongre manimam stava janvadhoru yajnyochuda kadidadam jadaram hayasya. Hirtkeshavastu dudra ishainastu kandham vishnurbhujam mukha urukrama ishwarakkam. And chakragada sakagado hariyastu paschal tat parshayordhanurasi madhuhajanascham. Koneshu shangam urugaya upari ubendra starkshakshido bhaladara purusha samandad. Verse 23. What the gopis were trying to do, they were trying to protect Krishna from future danger. Already one danger, Krishna has escaped. So now the gopis wanted to protect Krishna from another danger, So they decided to give protection to Krishna. How did they do that? They took Krishna and they were saying that by Narayana's mercy, Krishna has escaped this time. Then even though Pudana had come, Krishna has survived, they are saying. So all the gopis have decided like this, that they brought this, they touched Krishna's body with cow's urine, and after that they started the mantra for Balaraksha, for protecting the baby. And with the 12 names, they started chanting 12 different names at different and touching different parts of Krishna's body, which we use for putting the tilak on, isn't it? The same mantra they have used. Indriyani Hrishikesho Prananarayano Vadu Shvedadvipa Patishchittam Mano Yogeshwaro Vadu Prishnigarbhastume Buddhi Altmanam Bhagavan Para Kridandam Padu Govinda Shayanam Padu Madhavam Prajandam Abhyad Vaikuntam Asinam Tvam Shriyapadi Gunjanam Yatnya Bukpadu Sarvagraha Bhayangara Daginyo Yadudhanyascha Krishna Kushmandaya Arbhagraha Arbhagraha Buddha Pradvishajacha Yaksharaksho Vinayagam Kodararyavadi Jeshta Pudanama Adragadaya Unmadaye Apasmara Deha Pranendriya Druha Sutna Drishta Maholpada Vridhavala Grahaschaye Sarve Nashendude Vishnur Namagrahana Bhiravam. So that is all chanting the different holy names and touching different parts of Krishna's body. Keshavaya Nama, Narayanaya Nama, Madhavaya Nama, Govindaya Nama, Vishnavaya Nama, Madhusudanaya Nama, Trivikramaya Nama, Vamanaya Nama, Sridharaya Nama, Hrishikeshaya Nama, Padmanabhaya Nama, Damodaraya Nama, Vasudevaya Nama. All those holy names at different parts of the body, they have chanted the Balaraksha Mantra. And protecting Krishna's different parts of the body, in other words, and pray to Narayana that let Krishna don't get hurt anywhere, and then they set fire to Pudana's body. They cut a huge tree and brought it down. It took a long time for them to get the tree cut and into pieces, and they had to create a firewood for them to burn her body. You need a lot of wood also. So it's not a small body, isn't it? So Nanda Maharaj's main responsibility was to supervise the whole thing now. They wanted to burn her body and not to see that body again. So, but when the body was set fire, from the body came a very, very nice smell from that body. So, that means by Krishna's touching that body, even the body got purified. So that is why it says Pudana Moksham or Pudana's liberation. And Krishna blessed Pudana like that. And from then on, the childhood pastimes begin in a big scale from then on. Now when you will start seeing that, the 6th, 7th, particularly that 8th chapter is more important in the 10th canto. One day, Krishna was, the incident what happened was that when Krishna was in that, Bhavadvabhu sparshana kautugena karal karam go bhavadhu janinam nidastamadam rasarojamalam vyalam vilolam batulam alasim griheshude ahokumaro maidatta drishti smritam kradamam pradivalsagenam. That when Pudana's body was burned, the smell that came from that body, everyone was surprised. How such a nice smell has come from Pudana's body. And that they were talking to each other. What is it smelling like this? They have some of them were saying, is it sandalwood that we are burning? Some of them were saying like that. And then some others were saying, is it kim chandano gulgula vaudhavedi? There is another one called gulgul. Is it gulgul that we are burning? Both of them have got good smell when you burn. But they can't see that they have not cut any tree like that. But the smell that was coming, one was saying, some cowherd boys were saying, no, it is sandalwood smell it is coming. Some others were saying, no, it is gulgul actually that is coming from there.
സോ തത്പീതഭൂതസ്ഥനതച്ചരീരാൽ സമച്ചുലന്നുച്ചതരോഹി ധൂമ ശംഖാമധാ ആഗരവ കിമേഷ കിം ചാന്തനോ ഗൗൽഗുലബോധവേദി.
They were arguing like this and they were setting more fire to that body and enjoying it. Men like that, isn't it? Setting fire to something and watching that. Something is burning. That happiness. And especially when it's Pudana's body, they're getting more fun out of that. And they were talking to each other about this. And after this,
Kadabijanmarkshadine tava prabhom.
One day, they have a system in those days. Now we have only birthday once a year, isn't it? But them days it was different. Every month when that star comes, Rohini comes, Krishna star, when it comes, there will be a feast. Every month there is a feast. Imagine you have a birthday every month, how nice it will be. A big cake on every birthday. So they had like that, they could afford that, we can't. Even once a year we are struggling, isn't it? Sometimes, so anyway, so Kadabijanmarksham, they call it Janmarksham.
Kadabijanmarkshadine tava prabho.
So Krishna started sensing, first time itself, this is not bad, every month I have a birthday, a nice feast, and nobody shouts at me that day. At least on that particular day, nobody is chastising me and I'm allowed to do what I want to do, a lot of freedom. Everything, Krishna started sensing all these things. So when the first Janmaksham, when this thing happened, that Yashoda Devi was busy in the kitchen. Meanwhile, Yashoda Devi has put Krishna underneath this cart, which is called a Shakatam. Shakatam means a cart. And Shakatam, Shakatasura Bhanjanam, that Shakatam was killed, and Shakatam was, he was an asura, was a demon who was lying, he was standing there in the form of a cart. And it so happened in Krishna's arrangement that he was left underneath that cart. And when this happened, when he was lying there, Yashoda Devi was busy with work in the kitchen because it was a festival day, isn't it? Janmaksham. Preparing everything for the feast. And Yashoda Devi was busy, but Nanda Maharaj had different facilities, you have to remember, because he was a king. What used to happen was, every star of every month, when Krishna star comes, Rohini comes, Nanda Maharaj will invite all the Brahmanas. They will all be fed very well. So Brahmanas had a great time. They were given a lot of things in charity also. And then they will all come and bless Krishna for long life. They were blessing Krishna also for long life. And that simple people from that villages, they were so much absorbed in all these things. It was a festival for the Gokulam, the people in the village. It was just like a festival for them. So they were also looking forward to it every month. They were all getting a freebie. Or free feast, in that sense. So they were enjoying that. And Nanda Maharaj did have such facilities that if he wanted something, if a feast is to be prepared, it can be done in a couple of hours. He can organize that. He had the capacity. So he will invite, he has a team of people to cook, and they will cook everything, whatever you want, and prepare that for your feast. So all these arrangements, because he is the local king, he had the facility for that. So all the Gohud boys and gopis, they all enjoyed coming for this feast to celebrate Krishna's appearance every month. It was one of those incidents what this happened. Shakadasura came and stood in that way, in that form of the cart, and Krishna was lying underneath that. And suddenly the whole cart broke into pieces. And all the things that were stored on the cart, various kinds of things, there was raisins, there was sugar candy, and a lot of things which Yashoda has stored in different pots on top of that was all splashed and broken into pieces. And seeing all the noise from the kitchen, Yashoda Devi came running. When she came there, he saw Krishna was lying there, and Krishna says, she started asking everyone, what has happened? What has happened here? So while Yashoda Devi went to kitchen, she has arranged a couple of cowherd boys to sit there to look after Krishna. And little boys who are little older than Krishna, Yashoda Devi told them that you look after him. And Yashoda Devi has given them something to eat. Those children were very happy that they got something to eat. And they told Mother Yashoda that we will look after him. Don't worry, we'll sit here. So as soon as Yashoda came out, Yashoda asked them, what has happened now? Kadabi janmakshadinem tave prabho nimandradajnyadavadho mahisuram mahanasastvam savidhe nidhayasa mahanasadau vavrde vrajeshwari. She is Vrajeshwari, isn't it? Yashoda Devi is Vrajeshwari. So when she came up to them and asked them, what has happened? That their answer was that we don't know what has happened. Krishna has given a kick to that cart, and this is what has happened. That was their answer. So they were started saying to Krishna. If you look back into the Bhagavatam, you will see this in the end of that chapter. That in the 7th chapter, sorry, the 7th chapter, they say that verse 18, that egara egadaruham arudam lalayandisvam sadi, that is before that actually. No, sorry, verse 4. Kadajidauthaniya kauduga plavi janmarkshayoge samava samaveda yoshidam vaditragidam dija mandra vajagai chakara suno abhishejanam sadhi. Then, if you look into verse 10, that is an important verse there. Verse 10, there, Yashoda Devi has come and asked the boys who are asked to look after Krishna, what has happened? Nate Shraddhira Goba Balabhashidam Ityuda Aprameyabalam Tasya Balagasya Nate Vidu Nate Shraddhira Goba Balabhashidam Ityuda Aprameyabalam Tasya Balagasya Nate Vidu. Then when the cowherd boys, the small boys, the grown up men also came there when all this thing happened. The men came. All the gopis came, Yashoda Devi came, and these little boys who are supposed to look after Krishna, they asked them, what has happened? What has happened, they asked. Nade shraddhadira gobha balabhashidam ityudam. The boys started saying to Mother Yashoda and others, we were sitting here, Krishna kicked and this whole cart broke up into pieces. And it has gone and broken all the pots, everything, he says. They couldn't believe it. How could they believe it? A little 6-7 days old boy, baby, has kicked a cart, and it is a huge cart, and it is broken into pieces. That's why they are saying here, Nade Shraddhadira Agoba Balabhashidam Ityudam. What the boys have spoken, they won't, you know, the grown-ups have this nature, isn't it? If children say something, we will say, oh, he is just a child, he doesn't know anything. Just ignore him. All the children have this complaint against the parents. They say the parents, they think because they are older, they know everything. They also don't know everything. They want to prove their point. So the parents feel if the children question, they feel also. Why? Oh, they are such an authority on everything. We have to take everything what they say as absolute truth or something. So this all problem comes, isn't it? So, Nade Shraddhadira Goba Balabhashidam Ityuda. When they spoke the truth, they won't believe it. What can you do? Krishna has kicked and has broken the cart. And the boys have told the truth. But Yashoda Devi and the cowherd men who had come there, grown up men, they said, no, that cannot happen. They were saying that. Balabhashidam ityudam aprameyabalam tasya balagasya nadee vidu. Aprameyabalam tasya. They don't know the power of this personality who is lying there. Aprameyabalam tasya balagasya nadee vidu. They are saying, the children don't understand anything. But did they understand anything? That is the question here. So Sudeva Goswami is asking that. They are saying the children didn't know about this baby. He cannot do that, they are saying. So Sudeva Goswami is saying here, Did they understand anything about him? Apramaya balam tasya balagasya nade vidu. Nadeshwadhaniragopa balabhashidamityuda aprameya balam tasya balagasya nade vidu.
So Sudeva Goswami made a very soft way, a small comment on the cowherd men there, saying that they were also not aware of this person who is lying there. So all these things have happened that day. And they could not believe it, what they spoke to him. And aprameyam means what you cannot measure. That is the power of that personality. And then it is after that Trinavarta's appearance in the Bhagavatam. So we'll have a short break for 15 minutes and then we'll start again. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, after the Pudana Moksham, Pudana's liberation, and after the killing of this Asura, demon Shagada, Shagadasura, the next pastime is mentioned as the Trinavarta Moksham, Trinavarta's liberation. Trinavarta was a demon who came actually to take Krishna away from there. Once it so happened, Yashoda Devi was looking after Krishna, and Krishna was Yashoda Devi's lap. Krishna was sitting there, and suddenly Yashoda felt Krishna is too heavy. So heavy he became. Aishwarya Siddhi, one of Krishna's Aishwarya Siddhi, isn't it? Garima. Garima means increase his weight. And Krishna, Yashoda thought, what is this? What has happened to my child? He was only, when he was born, probably 8 pounds or whatever, 8 pounds or 10 pounds, whatever it was. Now it is not 8 pounds, it's 8 ton, something like that. The weight has changed to such an extent. Yashoda started getting worried. And the weight was so high, so heavy he was, that Yashoda started feeling the weight on her legs. And she couldn't. So what did she do? You couldn't say that she has lifted Krishna and put it side on it. She just rolled over Krishna from the lap. You couldn't say that Yashoda could lift the baby. Baby was weighing so heavy that all that motherly feeling all was in a different mood at that time. That's gone. She couldn't just take him and put him away. It was so heavy it was. She just rolled him over from the legs. Just like you roll heavy things with the wooden poles, isn't it? You move like this, the same way they rolled Krishna away. So, Garima, Yashoda started seeing that. Yashoda could not understand what was going on. What's happening to Krishna? It was then that, by now, there was a powerful whirlwind that appeared there. And that whirlwind, in that Yashoda lost all the consciousness, what's happening here. In the middle of all that, Trinavarta came and lifted Krishna and went to the sky. Lifted Krishna and went to the sky. Now, you can see sometimes even now, in Madhura area, Delhi area, all of that, this whirlwind sometimes. Even today you see sometimes unusual things. That a whirlwind comes and it starts like this and it stays like that. If you observe, especially in the summer season, you will observe that, which you don't observe very much in other places. But it's between, so you will start, they'll remind you of Trinavarta at that time. Trinavarta must have come in that form, like that, to take Krishna away from that. See, so Krishna, when Trinavarta took him, Trinavarta started feeling heavy. But still he was a demon, so he wanted to take Krishna away and kill him. That was the intention. So he went to the sky and Krishna was like a baby holding on for shelter to his neck. And when he started, as soon as he got to the very height, a lot, probably thousands of meters high, Krishna started tightening the grip on Trinavarta's neck. So Trinavarta saying, leave me, he says. Trinavarta says. Krishna says, I can't. He says, I can't leave. I am only holding on to you for my security. And if you tell me to leave you, where will I go? That was Trinavarta's mode. Krishna's mode. Trinavarta is saying, if you hold tight, I am dying now.
So he started the game. So now Krishna is playing the game also. So this is Krishna's nature. Krishna's nature. Even once you're caught hold of Krishna, you won't be able to go. If you try to go, he will not let you go. This is also Krishna's another nature. So he says here, Trinavarta left him, but Krishna is not leaving him. Initially, Trinavarta took him very tightly, thinking that he shouldn't fall, and took him and went to the sky to kill him. But afterwards, when the weight became heavy, Trinavarta left the hand, but Krishna won't leave. Krishna kept holding on to the neck. And ultimately, unable to hold the weight of Krishna, Trinavarta collapsed on the ground. All these things, from the yoga point of view, another meanings are given to all these things. That Putana, killing of Putana, is that a living entity, a jiva, when it's trying for its experience of the soul, first what it does is, it takes away all the deep-rooted vasanas inside, and a vasana that comes in the form of the, this is from the yogic version, interpretation of the pastimes, from the yoga side. What they say is that when the jiva is trying to escape from here, and our vasanas inside are pulled out by Krishna in the form of that breast milk. And so the main thing, that is what that is mentioned there in that child form, in that baby form, to remove the vasanas from Krishna. That is that Pudana's pastime. Pudana's pastime is practically removing the vasanas from inside. Trinavarta's pastimes was, all the problems in the body is happening due to the problem with the pranan. Isn't it? The life air. Life air in the body. It is related to pranan. So even pranan has a blockage. That's when we get sick. When we get sick, according to Yoga Shastram, we get sick because the pranan is not flowing freely inside the body. You can see how pranayamam is so famous and powerful. Because of the pranayamam, the flow of pranan becomes smooth, and therefore the chances of it cures illnesses and get freedom from diseases. All these things are due to the powerful influence of the pranan. So yogis give importance to the flow of pranan in the body, and removing that pranan from inside is this Trinavarta's liberation. Trinavarta is identified with the pranan in the body. Shakadasura, Shakatam. Shakatam means the cart. That cart is this body. And removing the problems with the body is killing the Shakadasura pastime. Shakadasura pastime is just like removing the problems with the body. Trinavarta's pastime is removing the problems with the pranan. Pudana's killing Pudana is removing the bad vasanas from inside. That is how the yogiya version or yogi's interpretation of that. So, one day, Yashoda kept the baby, and suddenly Yashoda, baby opened the mouth. Baby, Krishna opened the mouth. When Krishna opened the mouth, what did he see there? If you look into the verses 36, you will see there. Kham rodasi jyotiranigamasha suryindu vanni shwasanam buddhischa divannagamsta duhidaru avanani budaniyani stirajangamani. Last two verses in the 7th chapter. Savitsha vishwam sahasarajan samjadave padhu samilya mrgasha bhakshi netre masil suvismidaha. Pidaprayasya janani sadasya jurajasmidam ukham lalaya dhirajan jimbhado dadrishemidam. What was happening was, Krishna was in Yashoda's lap, and Yashoda was looking at Krishna's face and smiling and looking at, and mothers have this nature. They will start looking, has the teeth started coming in the mouth? So now and then Yashoda will put the finger in to check if any teeth has started coming up. This is all mother's anxiety, isn't it? whether babies are able to speak. All these are mother's problems, their anxieties. So she was checking out all that. And one day, suddenly, Krishna felt a little sleepy and opened the mouth. That was it. As soon as her mouth was opened, that is the first time universal form was shown in this world. First time. Many times universal form was shown. It's not only Arjuna had the vision of universal form. Yashoda had twice. Then Vamanamurti's appearance, there was universal form was shown to Bali, Mahabali. Universal form he has shown at that time. In the apparent, in the Kauravas assembly, Krishna showed the universal form to Duryodhana, Dhritarashtra, Bhishma and others. They also saw the universal form. Arjuna had the vision of universal form. So this universal form of Krishna, so many people have seen. So many people have seen. It's not only Arjuna who has seen the universal form. But the interesting thing about that is, the universal form each one of them have seen is different. Is different. Universal form, what Arjuna has seen, is not the same what Duryodhana has seen. It's not the same what Mahabali has seen. Every one of them has seen different. That is why that chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, universal form, it's a very important chapter in the sense, through that chapter, if you study that 11th chapter Bhagavad Gita, you will understand the secret behind this universal form. When we read Bhagavad Gita, when you read Bhagavad Gita, you will think of this universal form. Some people will say, oh, it is some kind of hypnotism or some kind of magic. Like Duryodhana said like that. Duryodhana said it's a magic, he says. It's some magic he is doing. I have nothing to do with it, he said. And that is what when Krishna showed the universal form in the assembly of the Kauravas. But here, first time, Yashoda is seeing the universal form. When she saw the universal form, he sees there, then what is that? In that small mouth, all the universe inside. And in that universe, the sky, the planet Earth, all living entities, and looking at that, she was in a shock. And this is the first time. And again Krishna has shown universal form to Yashoda once more. You will see that in the Bhagavatam. So many times she has done this in order to confirm that statement what Krishna gave to Vasudeva and Devaki. You remember that? What did he say at that time? In the earlier chapter. He told Yuvamam Putra Bhavena Brahma Bhavena Chasakrat Chindayando Kritasnehau Yasyede Malgadim Param. Remember? From now on, you should take me as your son, that's fine. But now and then I'll show my Brahma Bhava. This is that Brahma Bhava. To know who I am. So you will keep that relationship also with me. Just won't think of me simply as your child. Remember that? Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasakrat chindayando krita snehau. Because when the universal form was shown, Yashoda's attachment to Krishna was in a different mood altogether. It changes, isn't it? Normally Yashoda is thinking that Krishna is my child and I've got every right to chastise him. And you should listen to me. And she's looking after him like he's her own baby. But now and then, this universal form comes. When universal form comes, putra bhavena goes and brahma bhavam comes in. Yuvamam putra bhavena brahma bhavena chasakrat chindayando krita snehau yasede malgadim param. That is Krishna's statement to Vasudeva and Devaki. And that has happened all the way during the childhood pastimes. Just to prove the point that I'm not just only your son alone, I'm also that truth. Absolute truth also, I am that. So here, in order to do that, this Brahma Bhavam was shown. And only for that purpose, these different pastimes have happened. So one day, when this was happening, Garga Maharshi arrived in at home. Garga Maharshi arrived at home. So Garga Maharshi was, when Garga Maharshi arrived, they were saying that we have not given the children any name, Namakaranam ceremony, the name giving ceremony, in other words, that hasn't happened yet. So he they requested Garga Maharshi to do that. Garga Maharshi to do that. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi had a long conversation with them about that. So they said, Garga Maharshi thought about that and said to Nanda Maharaj, it's not very good if I give their names to the children. Both Balaram was there and Krishna was there. If I give the names and if everybody else comes to know about it, somehow this news will reach Kamsa also. And if it gets to know, Kamsa gets to know, he will start thinking, why Garga has gone there and given the names to the children. Some suspicion will happen in Kamsa's mind. So it should not be done openly. It should be done in a very confidence way, confidential way. So Nanda Maharaj was saying Nanda Maharaj was saying to Garga Maharshi, that this is the only opportunity when we can give some prasadam to others, isn't it? Nanda Maharaj likes feeding people. Ever since, especially when Krishna was there, so much opulence also. So a good person like Nanda Maharaj, naturally his heart goes, he enjoys giving prasadam to others. More than eating prasadam, giving prasadam to others is more fun. That only if you give prasadam, you'll know that. Eating prasadam is nice, but giving prasadam and somebody, especially if you get people who are hungry and who are taking prasadam, if you just observe them, how they are enjoying that prasadam, that itself gives you more prasadam. It gives you more happiness. That is why Prabhupada also mentions, this is, we don't do any other kind of social business. That's not our business. But prasadam we will give, he said. We'll give prasadam because it is not only a material thing, it's a spiritual thing. Prasadam is a spiritual thing. It should be understood that way. That is Krishna's mercy, that is. Why? Who eats the prasadam when it goes in? Aham vaishvanaro bhutva praninam deham ashridaha. Krishna wants the prasadam inside. He accepts it from inside. And when it goes inside, pajamyanam chaturvidham, or four kinds of big feast. Krishna also likes big feast. But at the same time, it should not get into our head too much. And that alone should not become the goal in life. That's also important, that we need to know where to draw the line there. So here what happened was that Nanda Maharaj is thinking, this is the opportunity to feed people. So many, everybody will come, and Nanda Maharaj's big army of kitchen and cooks who can cook such nice prasadam, and an opportunity, and this is the best opportunity, name giving ceremony. So he wanted all the cowherd men, gopis, everyone, gopas, gopis and everybody in the vrajam to come for the name giving ceremony. Garga Maharshi says to him, Garga Muni says to him, no, that's not possible. Can't do that, he said. So when all this discussion was happening, lot of gopis were inside the house playing with Krishna there. There's a lot of things happened in those few days when initially Krishna appeared. That's why the whole of 7th, 8th chapter is all the things what was happening in the Krishna's childhood pastimes are the most famous pastimes in the Bhagavatam. The Balalila, as it is called. So the Balalila is going on at the same time. Gopis were inside. When gopis were inside, gopis had sensed that there is something going on here. And Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj discussed, and Rohini, and they decided that we will do this name giving ceremony in confidence without inviting anyone. So Yashoda goes to everybody, decided to get everybody out from the house. Suddenly Yashoda says, everybody, you should all go. I'm going to lock the door, she says. So how will you feel? You are in the house, somebody tells you, get out from the house. Go. So they could not understand. They were asking Yashoda, what's happening, Yashoda? Why is it like this, that you're asking us all to go from the house? I'll tell you all that later. I can't tell you now, Yashoda says. But Yashoda wants to tell them. also that my children are getting the, women have that nature, isn't it? They'll say everything should be in confidence, but that'll be the thing which will be known everywhere in the world. All over the world it will spread. The most confidential thing will be known all over the world. By nature, it is like that. They want to tell everybody because it's such a happy occasion for them that Krishna is getting the name being given to Krishna. So this name giving ceremony of Krishna and Balaram is one of the most fascinating experience in the their household life. Yashoda Devi says that everybody has gone out, I've locked up all the house. Nanda Maharaj says that we can, now that they have all gone, we can go to the Goshala and do the name giving ceremony there in the Goshala. Because in the house, that is the best place. As far as purity is concerned, Goshala is more pure than anywhere else. That place is never gets impure because it's always pure. Goshala is always pure. So, because of that, he says here, Garga Purohido Rajan. If you look into the verses, you will see, Garga Purohido Rajan. Yadunam Sumahatava Prajam Jagamanandasya Vasudeva Prajodidaha. Vasudeva Prajodida. Vasudeva sent Garga Muni there, actually, to go and give the names to both of them. But because actually Nanda Maharaj Kulaguru or Purohit is not Gargamuni. Gargamuni is Vasudev's Purohit. Nanda Maharaj's Purohit is Shandilya Maharshi. Shandilya is one of the acharyas in the Bhakti tradition. So if Gargamuni comes here and gives the names to Krishna and Balaram, the news will reach Kamsa, and Kamsa will suspect something from that. Why Garga has gone and given the names to them? So all this was going through Gargamuni's mind, and Gargamuni was saying that Shandilya should give the name, not me. But Krishna's plan was Gargamuni must do the name giving ceremony. So that is what has happened. So, and when he arrived there, Nanda Maharaj decided to do that in the Goshala. So the ceremony started. When ceremony started, first they brought Balaram. So who is there in the ceremony? Nanda Maharaj is there, Yashoda Devi, Rohini, Krishna and Balaram. Only five personalities there. Krishna and Balaram, who has to be given the name, Nanda Maharaj, then Yashoda Devi and Rohini. That's all, nobody else. And that's how this ceremony is happening. Very confidentially done, without anyone's knowledge. So Gargamuni sat there. Gargamuni agreed, if it is done in confidence, I have no objection. But we have to be careful. Gargamuni said that if Kamsa comes to know, Krishna is only a little baby, what will happen, I don't know. He said, Kamsa is expecting, and Kamsa has got a lot of doubts, and Putana is going, Tranavarta has come, Shakadasura has come, and who will come next, we don't know. When Kamsa gets to know that, this happened here. So anyway, afterwards, Gargamuni sat down. And Nanda Maharaj told to Rohini, bring Balaram first. So they brought Balaram. Rohini brought her son Balaram and handed over to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj took Balaram and put him on the lap. Put him on his lap. Before he has to chant the mantra and announce the name of Balaram's name. So, when Balaram was very polite, very not troublesome at all, very nice nature. And Balaram was strong also, so he gave the name to him, Bala, because of that strength in the body. And looks beautiful, and one who gives pleasure to others, that how now this name, Gudam Vasudeva Gira Kartunde Nishkrayasya Samskaran, And here you will see Garga is saying here that if you look at the verse 7, it says here, Yaduna Mahama Ajaya Kyadasha Bhuvi Sarvadaha Sudam Maya Samskritam De Manyade Devagi Sudam. I am the Acharya of Yadus, and if I come and do this for Nanda Maharaj, there will be some misunderstanding about that in Kamsa's mind, and that could cause problem. And therefore he says here, in verse 11, if you look, when Nanda Maharaj says that, when I do, and I'll do everything very confidentially, Sukadeva Goswami says here, that evam samprarthido vipra so chikishadame evada chakara namagaranam gudho rahasi bhalayoho gudho rahasi bhalayoho. That evam samprarthido vipra so chikishadame evada, that in very confidentially chakara namagaranam gudho rahasi bhalayo, that very confidentially Garga Maharshi performed that name giving ceremony. I am Hiromini Putro Ramayan Sukhrudo Gunai Akhya Syade Rama Idi Beladikya Balam Vidum. Because he is very powerful, he will be addressed as Balam, and because he gives pleasure to everyone, he will be called as Rama. So that's how this name Balaram has come to him. And also, because he will keep Yadavas together, he will also be known as Sankarsana, one who creates a unity among them. So he will also be addressed as Sankarsana. So all these names was given to Balaram. Balaram, Sankarsana, all these names was given to him. And then after that, Krishna, Nanda Maharaj told Yashoda, now bring our child now for the ceremony, he said. The child came, and Krishna sat in Gargamashi's lap. Gargamashi was wearing a nice dhoti, new one. Well, for the ceremony, Krishna did we in that first thing. Yashoda felt very bad. This is the first way inauguration ceremony is like this. And Krishna, everything is naughty from their dead self, first thing. And then with the hand, Garga Maharshi had a big beard, caught all of the beard with the hand, won't leave it. And Garga Maharshi was struggling very hard to release the hand because he was pulling the beard down. So Garga Maharshi thought, this is very strange, this nature in a baby like this, that nobody does like this, that everything against me are trying to pull me down and pull my beard down. And that big beard, Garga Maharshi didn't want to have at that moment. Because Krishna was trying, if you leave with one hand, with the other hand you'll have. So either way, Krishna got attracted to that beard. That white big beard, what Garga Maharshi had. So Garga Maharshi thought about this. And it says here, that kathamasya nama kurve sahasra namno ananda namno va. Garga Maharshi, isn't it? He's a sage. Sages have this vision to see things at much more deeper level. So they are thinking, he's thinking, kathamasya nama kurve, what name shall I give it to him? Because sahasra namno ananda namno va. Nobody knows how many names has he got. Krishna has got. Nobody knows. Krishna himself don't know how many names he has got. One place Krishna says that, I don't know how many names I have got, he says. In the Muchukunda story you will see there. How many times I have appeared and then how many names I have got, I don't know, he says. Krishna answers that to Muchukunda. When Muchukunda asked him, what's your name, he says. Krishna says, I don't know my name because I got so many names. But in this line, they are calling me Vasudeva. That's all. That's how Krishna answered that question. Because I don't know how many names I have got. And how many times I have come, I don't know how many times I have come, he says. Krishna is saying like that. So Krishna himself don't know, so what to talk about others. Here, Garga Maharshi is also saying the same thing. Kathamasya nama kurve sahasra namno ananda namno va. What name shall I give it to him now? Garga Maharshi's dilemma. He is in a dilemma. What name shall I give it to this person? Because, iti nunam gargamuni chakre nam tava nama rahasi vibhom. Thinking like that, Garga Maharshi spent some time thinking, what name shall I give it to Krishna? And then, Krishidadunakarabhyam Sattananda Almadam Kilabhilabal Jagadagarshitvam Va Kataya Krishi Krishna Namade Vetanol. How he found the answer eventually. When he pulled this beard like this powerfully, Garga Maharshi started thinking, he is the person who has come to pull everyone down. Everybody down. This pulling nature, that is why the word Karshanam, from the word Krishna has come. The word Krishna means Karshanam. Karshanam means to pull everything towards him. That is the very meaning of that word Krishna. To pull everything. towards. Karshana means to pull. Krishna has come from the word Karshanam. Also it has got other meanings. So he says here, Krishidadunakarabhyam Sattanandalmadam Kilabhilabal. The root in the Sanskrit language is Krishidadunakar. Krishidadu. From there Krishidadu came Karshanam. Krishidadunakarabhyam Sattanandalmadam Kilabhilabal. What does he pull? He pulls our life from here. Take us out of this material world. That is that pulling. Satta ananda atmadam kilabhilabal jagad akadarshitvam va. While pulling, he also pulls away all our bad vasanas also from inside. Jagad akadarshitvam va kathaya drishi. Then Gargamashi says, because he is pulling like this, Krishna namade vedanul. His name must be Krishna. And that is how he gave that name Krishna to him. And Krishna got this name, and you will see here that the Kamrodasi Jodirani Gamasham Suryendu Vanishasanam Buddhisha Divanagam Sadduhidarvanani Budaniyani Stirajangamani. Yashoda had this experience only few days before about this universal form. And in the universal form she saw all these things. What? Kamrodasi Jodi Anigamashaham. That she is seeing the sky, she is seeing all the stars, the planets, and inside that earthly planet she sees, inside this mouth, she is seeing the earthly planet. Inside that earthly planet, she is seeing the Gokulam. She is seeing Gokulam there. In that Gokulam, Yashoda Devi is sitting there and giving milk to Krishna. And that Yashoda is seeing inside the mouth. So you can imagine what will be Yashoda's situation, how much baffled she will be with all what is going on with Krishna. So this is the universal form Yashoda has seen. The universal form Krishna has, Arjuna has seen, you know how it is. Kalo osmi loga kshagar pravartha, logan samahartum iha pravartaha. The universal form in Bhagavad Gita is Lord Shiva. Krishna's Lord Shiva form is a universal form in Bhagavad Gita. The universal form, what Yashoda Devi saw, was the form, what her own situation. That is the universal form she is seeing there. Everybody's universal form is different. So, kalosmi loga kshayagar pravartham, logan samahartum iha pravartaham. Then Arjuna is seeing that manifestation of Krishna in the form of Shiva, who is completely annihilating the creation. That is why Arjuna got so frightened. Number one. Number two, Arjuna was this universal form. If you try to stay away from that separately and see the universal form, you will get frightened. You will get frightened. But if you know you are a part of that universal form of Krishna, then you won't get frightened. So first realization, before seeing the universal form, is to become a part of that universal form. And that explains, Krishna explains that in the Bhagavad Gita, that if you look at many verses later on in the 11th chapter, in preparation for the 12th chapter in the Bhagavad Gita, which we'll talk later, you will notice there that Krishna is saying, this universal form, what you have seen today, he says to Arjuna, nobody else has seen there. It was tailor-made for Arjuna. Because in that universal form, depending on Arjuna's situation, you will, according to the person who is seeing the universal form will change. That is the most important thing. It's not that one universal form Krishna has got for everybody. It's not like that. Everyone will see the universal form according to his status. According to his status. If he's a highly great devotee who is fully realized soul, who will not see he separately from Krishna, then he will not feel any fear from the universal form. But when you are standing separately from the universal form with all other vasanas inside, that means with not self-realized, completely in identification with the body, if you see the universal form, you will get frightened. That is why Krishna had to bring him back to the original state again from seeing the universal form. It's a complete yoga process explained in that 11th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita. It's a very complex chapter. That is why it's a big chapter, 55 verses in there. And Krishna is trying to talk about that universal form, explain that, showed it to Arjuna and pulled back again, brought Arjuna back to the normal state again. Arjuna could not handle it in that universal. I didn't want to see this anymore, he says. So frightened he was seeing that form. So you can see there, universal form, when one experiences, according to one's own status, he will experience in different way. Arjuna saw in one way, Yashoda saw in another way, Mahabali saw in a different way, and Duryodhana saw in a different way. All of them saw in a different way, it's the universal form. Everything is a universal form, Visharupa Darshanam. So here also you can see that he says here that when the name giving ceremony was going on, and at that time all these things were happening, Krishna was given the name Krishna, and also Gargamuni said that another time he was known as Vasudeva, and Nanda Maharaj thought, why Vasudeva? Maybe in a previous lifetime he may have had that name. He was thinking like that, Vasudeva. He didn't know that he is also Vasudeva, Vasudeva's son. That relationship was not very clear to Nanda Maharaj at that moment. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda doesn't know that this baby is Vasudeva and Devaki's son. They had no idea. That is come to know much later. Then the information was revealed to Nanda Maharaj at a much later date, isn't it? When they went to kill Kamsa when Krishna was taken away, and it is then that this identity was revealed to Nanda Maharaj who Krishna is. That will come later in the Bhagavatam. So here, now, what happened was that the name giving ceremony was over, and as soon as Gargamuni left, all the gopis came. They wanted to know what has happened now. What is going on here? The secret. What is that secret? That if you keep a secret, everybody wants to know what's that secret, isn't it? If they say it's no secret, then there's no secret. But because it was done in a secretive way, confidential way, the gopis are all talking to each other and speculation will start, isn't it? Something is going on there. You have to find out what that is. The human nature, isn't it? If you run an administration with too much confidence, there will be a lot of speculation in the world about it. You can also see that. If everything is open, it's straightforward way, there's nothing much to talk about it, isn't it? But if you do things, everything behind the scene, without telling people what's going on, and everything is covered up, whole internet will be full of the discussion about it. Oh, he said like this, he said like that. Could it be like this? He has done this. Even because it is done in so much confidence and confidential, thinking that we could avoid all the problems, they do that. And the result is that there will be unnecessary and unending speculation about various things, and everything becomes a lot of gossip centered around that will happen. That is why in spiritual life, you can't keep anything in confidence. It is not like the material management. Industries and businessmen, they all do this. If we also do the same thing, where is the difference between them and us? So, industries and business, you can see now what's happening, that something has gone wrong. The bosses are saying, oh, I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about it, he says. Or did they do the phone hacking? Oh, I was not wrong. Did they pay the money to the people who complained and they made out of court settlement? Oh, I didn't know anything about it. The legal advisor must have done that, or somebody else would have. Everything they know, but they use this as a cover up for every wrong things, nonsense what they do. So if we do, it is not like that. In spiritual life, everything should be open. Everything should be open. There is nothing to be covered up in spiritual life. At least in spiritual life, there is nothing to cover up. So the same way here, first time, Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda was put in on the spot and told that what is going on. They want to find out. They want to find out. Grigacharya left. Yashoda could not keep quiet. Yashoda had to say what has happened. Yashoda told them that this is my Krishna and that is Balaram. From now on, he says you call them like that. Then the gopis complained, Yashoda, if it is like that, why there is no feast? Yashoda didn't expect that suddenly. That if it is like that, what kind of name-giving ceremony? And the Brahmanas have all come. So where is the charity? Where is the money for us? Where is our charity for us? Where is the feast? Charity means they expect clothes, they expect the cows, they expect some cash, or cash of course, there's gold coins or something like that. Nanda Maharaj looked at Yashoda. All this confidentiality is all nonsense, he says. He says, get hold of all those people. Come, let us start the cooking straight away, he said. And he called all of them and said, in 2 hours' time, I should have the complete feast here, he said. He ordered. He ordered for a big feast. Nanda Maharaj ordered for the feast. And Nanda Maharaj says something, they will take it very seriously. They were very, very obedient to Nanda Maharaj. And in a couple of hours' time, there was a full feast for everybody. So, what was kept in confidence, it has become public now. What was started as confidence thing, very confidentially started, it has ended up like this. By now, Garga Muni has left the place. He has gone away. He didn't wait for all the other things to happen. Anyway, everybody had a great feast. Brahmanas have received the charity and they were all very, very happy about it. So here, few things to note down, very important things. Then, Rohini's son looks very beautiful, nice color, and very attractive. And when he kept him in the lab, Garga Muni felt very happy also. Everybody liked him and gives a lot of pleasure as well. Pleasure. So gave him the name Rama, powerful Rama. They were to separate from Parashurama, Sri Rama and others, gave the name Balram. A separate name was given to them. Then gave the name Sankarsana to him. But Garga Maharshi did not really explain everything properly to Vasudeva and Devaki. To Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. Everything. These are all general meanings. Which one? Balaram and Parashuram, Sri Ram, like that. But Sankarsana name, which was given to him. The Sankarsana name is an important name. Sankarsana name was given to him. Sankarsana also has this meaning that one who karshanam, also one who gives pleasure to the senses. So, what is the thing that gives us real pleasure? What is the thing that is our real pleasure is actually the soul, isn't it? That is why eternal blissful, full of knowledge. Eternal, full of knowledge and full of bliss. That bliss is only in the soul. It is not in the sense objects. This Rama really means the bliss from the soul. Bliss from the, which we haven't tasted yet. What we have tasted is sense enjoyment, sensual happiness. But Rama is addressed in that way. Sankarsana Murti, Sankarsana is Balaram, is actually the personification of that bliss from the soul. So Sankarsana name is given to Adishesha also. And it is another name for Lord Shiva also. Lord Shiva's name is also Sankarsana Murti. In 5th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, if you look, you will see there, Lord Sankarsana or Lord Balaram is not different from Lord Shiva. They are one and the same personality. All this is very interesting to note that we see all these differences in different forms, isn't it? But when you see the connection among them, particularly between Balaram and Shiva, Sankarsana Murti and Shiva, they are one and the same personality. Sudeva Goswami says in the Bhagavatam. Sometimes people don't take notice of it. We saying that Lord Shiva is a different entity, Balaram is a different entity, in this way. Okay, in the manifestation in this world, we may see them as Balaram, Shiva, Shiva. But in the spiritual world, from the souls when they come, Shiva and Balaram are non-different. Shiva and Balaram are non-different. They are the same personality, Sankarsana Murti, as he is referred to. Sankarsana Murti, therefore, the same name exists for Shiva also. Because Maya has got two nature, isn't it? Two nature. What is that? Agarshanam and Vigarshanam. Agarshanam means it attracts and it repels. It attracts and it repels. And we are stuck in this Maya. We are stuck inside this Maya. Attraction of this, attraction and repulsion. That is what our position in this world, isn't it? Sometimes we get attracted to this world, sometimes to something, sometimes we get repelled from this world. So, either way, something will attract us or repel us. So long as we have the mind, this attraction and repulsion will be there in us. Akarshanam and vikarshanam will be there in us as long as we have a mind. We are in that magnetic field. We are inside that magnetic field. Either we will be attracted or we will be repelled. Attraction or aversion. In other words, what is that attraction and repulsion? Ragadvesham. Isn't it? Ragadvesham means attraction or aversion. Aversion, isn't it? Attraction or aversion. That is called ragadvesham. Sankarshanam means also that akarshanam, vikarshanam, attraction and repulsion. Sankarshanam is also attraction, repulsion all in us. So, once the mind is gone, once we lose this mind inside, mind means chitavritti, thoughts, isn't it? Continuous flow of thoughts. Once that goes away, when does that go away? When ragadvesham goes. Attraction and repulsion goes. Or attachment and aversion goes away from inside. This attachment aversion is causing the problem, isn't it? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Ragadvesha vimuktaistu vishayan indriyais charan. Atma vashyer vithaya atma prasadam abhigachadi. Krishna says. Then after that, Atma vashyer, the attraction repulsion is gone and self-realization has happened inside. Atma vashyer vithaya atma. What will happen? Prasadam abhigachadi. He is in a state of, always in a state of bliss, state of happiness. So, ragadvesham goes away, attachment aversion, in other words, goes away, or this attraction repulsion goes away. That means that state is, that means the mind is gone. And that is that state, what is addressed here is that sankarshana state. Sankarshanam state is like that. Sankarshana murti's state is like that. Suru, in the Bhagavatam it says, Sankarshana Murti Surubo Rudraha. Surubam of Sankarshana Murti is Rudra. Shiva is there. So, Sri Rudram, when they start chanting the Sri Rudram, before that they chant this mantra. Yosa Adisa Parama Purusha Sayesha Sankarshana Murti Surubaha. Sri Rudram is the famous prayers for Lord Shiva. Very famous prayers. And it is in the Vedam. Not even in the Upanishads, it is in the Veda part itself. That the Sri Rudram, Adirudram, it is referred to. Some places they see 1,000 times they chant, some places they 10,000. So many number of times they chant this mantra addressing Lord Shiva, called the Sri Rudram. And one of the hymns in there is, Yo so adisa parama virusha sa esha sangarshana murti swarubaha. Sangarshana murti swarubam is you, Rudra, addressing Shiva. So, Lord Shiva and Sankarshamurti are non-different. Balram are non-different. So, here, Sankarshana means one who pulls inwards. Pull inwards means towards the place to the mind. And that form, one who pulls it, is called Sankarshana form. Sankarshana form. Here, Rohini's son is Sankarshana and Krishna was given the name to Yashoda's son. And they kept Gargamuni gave the name Krishna to him. And at that time, he says there, 13th verse if you look, you will see what Gargamuni said. Then, Asan varna astrayo hyasya grihnado aniyugam tanu shuklo rektas tadapidam idanim krishnadam gadaha. Then, one day, once he has come as in the white body, then in the reddish body, then in a yellowish body, now in the bluish black form. He says, that's why he says, Asanvarnastrayo hyasya grihnado aniyugam tanu shuklo rektas tathapidam idanim krishnadam gadam. In the satyugam, he came in that form, in white form, and in tridayugam in the reddish form, and then yellowish form, and now in the black form. So, Garga gave the name Krishna, means dark color to Krishna. And therefore, that Bhishma also says that Brahmavaji Shabdad, that is the Jagat Akakarshitvam Va Kathaya Krishi Krishna Namade Vedanul. There when he was given that name to Krishna, Bhishma also mentions this Brahmam. This is Brahmam. In other words, he attracts everyone in everyone's heart and purifies everyone's mind. So, Suppose mind is like a magnet. You keep a needle next to that, and if you cover that needle with a lot of dust, it will not be attracted by the, suppose you put a needle in front of a magnet and you cover the needle with a lot of dust, the magnet will not pull it because of the dust covering, isn't it? So similarly here, once our, if the needle is put right in front of the magnet without any dust on it, straight away it will attract the needle. Similarly, here inside us there is a lot of dust. When that is removed, automatically we'll be attracted to Krishna. We'll be attracted to Krishna, and that magnet inside is Krishna. But what's happening now? The jiva, the false ego, is separated from Krishna through this powerful vasanas inside. So after Krishna has attracted the gopis, he started attacking everybody. So this chittam, or inside our subtle body, when the dirt is taken away, that Krishna attacks us, attacks everybody. So who are the gopis? Gopis are the gopis are addressed as chittavritti in the Karnavratam. Karnavratam, when there is a verse there. Andare nandare gobigan anganam. That is a verse when Krishna's rasa dance is performing, that there are two gobis and in between Krishna. When they were dancing together, two gopis, and middle of each of the gopis there was Krishna. Krishna had expanded himself and they were performing rasa dance. The way this has been understood is that Sukadeva Goswami is trying to tell us some very important thing here. If you give attention to Krishna, between your two different thoughts, Krishna comes. Krishna comes. In the seventh canto of Bhagavatam, Sri Narada Maharshi says this, that one thought comes, it goes. Before the next thought comes, Krishna comes. Krishna comes. If Krishna doesn't come, you cannot shift your thought from one thought to another thought. It is amazing thing, isn't it? You are thinking about something, and suddenly that thought goes away, another thought comes. Have you thought about that? How does this happen? Suppose I am thinking about something now, and suddenly my attention goes away from that thing what I am thinking about, and my attention goes to something else. And we are sitting in one place, but continuously these thoughts are coming and going, coming and going. Between two different thoughts, you need a break, isn't it? Without that, you can't break the thought process. What we say is the train of thought, isn't it? Train of thought. So, to break that train of thought, there needs to be someone to break that thought, and that is Krishna. That is Krishna. And this rasa dance between two gopis, Krishna dancing, is actually happening right inside us, where between two different thoughts Krishna is coming all the time. So Narada Maharshi says there in the Bhagavatam, while he is talking about this to Yudhishthira Maharaj, he says, give your attention there. In other words, Krishna is appearing all the time inside us. We are not taking notice of it. This story in the Srimad Bhagavatam is only to give a relationship with our spiritual life in some form. Many things what we are doing in our present body, material body, while living in this world, there is a very continuous connection with Krishna in many levels. In many levels it is happening. But we won't take notice of it. We are just reading Srimad Bhagavatam thinking that it is some 5000 years ago some incident happened like this, Krishna danced there with the gopis, gone back. And that is not how we have to think of Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam has to happen right now, today, in this world, at every moment in our life. And to understand this, the subtle aspects of these pastimes of Krishna has been spoken in such a way that the great devotees have noticed that this is the message that they want to convey to us, that Krishna is present in our life every moment. Every moment. That every time once a thought comes and goes away, another thought comes, Krishna has come and broken that thought and gone. If you give your attention there, that who is breaking that thought, that means you are in contact with Krishna at that point. At that point, you are in contact with Krishna. So, therefore he says here that Krishna, that we are seeing this, and when the senses, say, for example, the senses bring some information from the world, either in the form of name or in the form of sound, in some form. And if it is a form, the eye takes it. I take it. And eye takes it to the mind. And mind will ask the intelligence, what should I do with that? Then, so at that point, what is happening there? The mind has accepted the signal from the senses, and mind has passed on that message to the intelligence. So intelligence makes a decision at that point that intelligence is seeing there a particular form. But behind that particular form, when he sees that form, intelligence is also establishing one point there, that there is life in that form. There is only then the person is able to relate with that particular person. All this is happening in a very subtle level. Where is that coming from? That's coming from the soul. That means when you meet a person, first of all the senses see the person. Senses send a message to the mind. Mind sends a message to the intelligence. And intelligence reacts to that person in a particular way, isn't it? To whom you have met, either in happy state or in unhappy state, or with anger, or with love, or with different ways, emotions manifest towards that person. How does that happen? It happens like this, that when the intelligence passes on, receives this message, the soul recognizing that there is another Krishna, his part and parcel is present in that body also. But because we will relate with him through the vasanas, what we have inside, it manifests in the form of anger or hate or love or envy or whichever way in towards that person. But recognition of that person is done from the soul. Soul recognizes that is another soul present in that body. That is how it recognizes every living entity. As soon as we see a living entity, how do we recognize it as a living entity? We may say he is moving, therefore there must be life in there. That's how we say about that, isn't it? But in a much more subtle level, it is like this, that recognition is coming from the soul. Recognition is coming from the soul. So, mind asks intelligence, and so that is why at that point only you see that this feeling inside, I am there is much more stronger. Mind identifies it and carries on to intelligence. Intelligence sends this, that he hears that, and who, similarly sound also. When the sound vibrates, any sound from the world, when it comes outside, ears hear that, ears brings it to the mind. And ultimately, all these messages, what you see, what you hear, what you taste, everything, where does it go at the end, the message? It goes to the soul. It goes to the soul, and that is Krishna. That is Krishna. That soul inside, he is the one who is receives all the messages. Because if he doesn't recognize it, you won't receive any signal from outside. This is the most important point. Then you are hearing, you are smelling, you are tasting, you are seeing, five different things are happening, isn't it? Whole day, that's what is happening to us. Five different senses are acting. All the five senses are sending five signals, different signals to the mind. Mind sends the signals to intelligence. But intelligence is the one who has to make that different decisions on each one. And how does intelligence do that? Because intelligence gets the direction from the soul. Only then intelligence can do it. Otherwise it cannot do it. Intelligence is done doing everything. So, Vasudeva here also, that is why he says here, that is the center point when everything is happening. So, that is Krishna. That is what is Krishna means. That means even on the material world, material level, all the attraction towards this world is towards that point. That center point. That's where everything is centered around. Where it everything is happening. Otherwise, suppose that person is not there, the soul isn't there. Even if you see anything in this world, you won't feel anything. Suppose you see something, you hear something, it will have no effect on us. If you taste something, it will have no effect. If you smell something, no effect. But because he is there all the time, it is he who is getting everything. Although he doesn't involve in anything. It is, by his very presence, all these things happens. Vasudevasya putraham. That is the center point, and therefore his name is Krishna. Another name is Vasudeva. Why was he named the given Vasudeva? Because in the previous sometimes he was the son of Vasudeva, and therefore he is called Vasudeva. And Vasudeva word meaning we have seen before. If you remember, what does Jnanam Vishuddham Paramarthamegam? That Yad Vasudevam Kavayo Vadandi. Who gave the explanation? Jadabharata gave the explanation to Rahugana. What does the word Vasudeva means? Isn't it? We saw in the fifth canto. So here you will see that if you look into the fifth canto, you will see that name Vasudeva. Definition of what Vasudeva means. Vasudeva's definition is important. That fifth canto will tell you that. Fifth canto, 12th chapter. 11th verse. Jnanam vishuddham paramarthamegam anandaram tubahir brahma satyam pratyak prashandam bhagaval shabda samyam yad vasudevam kavayo vadandi. It is pure knowledge. Vasudeva is pure knowledge. Jnanam vishuddham, very pure. Paramarthamegam, it's only one. Vasudeva is one. And paramartham, it is the absolute thing. Anandaram tubahir brahma satyam. Inside, outside, he is present there and he is the only truth. Anandaram tubahir brahma satyam. Pratyak, inside is there. Prashandam, always in a shanti state. Bhagaval shabda samyam. Others will call him as Vasudeva. Yad Vasudevam kavayo vadandi. Realized personalities, they call that thing inside. How to address that? It is knowledge. It is knowledge. Knowledge is Vasudeva. That Vasudeva is the knowledge inside. Jnanam vishuddham paramarthamekam anandanam tubahir brahma satyam pratyak prashandam. Devotees will call him as Bhagavan. Krishna is addressed as Vasudeva, isn't it? Pratyak prashandam bhagaval shabda samyam yad Vasudevam kavayo vadandi. He is addressed as kavayo vadandi. That means learned people also addressed him as Vasudeva. Says like that. In that. So that is the same here. You can see that the when Krishna's this name giving ceremony, Nanda Maharaj also, sorry, Gargamuni also mentioned that he is also called as Vasudeva. Why did he say? Pragayam Vasudevasya Kojil Jadastava Alpajaha Vasudeva Midi Sriman Abhijna Samprajakshade. So after giving the name Krishna to as one who attracts everyone, straight away Sukadeva Goswami wanted to identify who this Krishna is. Who is that Krishna? Jnanam vishuddham paramarthamegam. He is pure consciousness, pure knowledge. So every time you will notice this in Sukadeva Goswami, he would not just only talk about the just purely on the platform of pastime, but also the tattvam behind it. You can notice that here. The on the platform of a pastime, he spoke about the name Krishna form. He spoke. Straight away he said, Pragayam Vasudevasya Kojal Jada Stavalmajaha Vasudeva Idi Shriman Abhijna Samprajakshade. He has also got another name as Vasudeva, he says there. Vasudeva name. That also he wanted to stress there so that we don't forget. While listening to all the pastimes in the Bhagavatam, particularly these childhood pastimes, if you don't remember who Krishna is, if you don't know who Krishna is, then that pastimes, we will not understand the tattvam behind these pastimes also. All this, when you understand that, it is that Vasudeva, Jnanam Vishuddham Paramartham Egam, that who is performing all these pastimes, then you understand who is Krishna. That is the tattvam what Krishna has been talking about here. So, then he says here that 18th verse, Now, there is a ceremony called, after the name-giving ceremony, something more happened, that they will also ask for the horoscope. Horoscope. That is a system those days that Nanda Maharaj wanted, and Yashoda Devi wanted to know about the future of the child. After he grows up, what will happen? Whether he will get a good job in a good company and make a lot of money. Or this is what the parents want to know nowadays, isn't it? The child will make a lot of money in his life and enjoy life, all that. But Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi wanted to also know what is the future of the child. So this Hora Shastram means astrology. And Hora Shastram, Garga Maharshi is the Acharya of Hora Shastram. So he has written books about astrology. So Garga Maharshi is the right person to give that the predictions of the future of the child. Nothing much was spoken except one or two things, and that was sufficient for Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was thinking, what's all this he is saying about Krishna? He says, Tasmal Nandalpajoyam te Narayana Samogunai Shriya Kirtyanu Bhavena Gopayasa Samahidaha. 19th verse. 8th chapter. Tasmal Nandalpajoyam te Narayana Samogunaihi. This Nanda Maharaj child, he is as good as Narayana, he says, in all qualities. Narayana Samogunai. Nanda Maharaj was in a shock. Then my son, like Narayana, he is thinking like this. Shriya Kirti Anubhavena Govayasa Samahidaham. Then please look after him nicely. Narayana has come, so you just look after him, he says. To Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was thinking, what am I supposed to do? Ya Edasmin Mahabhaga. The verse before that. Ya Edasmin Mahabhaga Pridim Kurvandi Manavaha Narayo Abhivandiyedan Abhibhavandiyedan Vishnubasha Ivasuraham. One good thing about him, that every devotee is like him. But the demons, they don't like him. They have a little bit frightened of him, the demons. Demons have fear for him. And devotees like him very much. And after saying all these things, that Garga Maharshi has left home and went away. Garga Maharshi has left home and went away. So when this name-giving ceremony happened, Nanda Maharaj was hearing about Krishna's future from Garga Maharshi. And one thing Garga Maharshi quietly reminded Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. What was that thing? He told Garga Maharshi and Yashoda, both of you be a bit careful with him. If you look after him nicely, he'll be good. But if you do something against him, your head will go. He said, frighten them like that. What was that? Snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi sanam aayigaihi punashogaihi. If you look after him as your son, and with love and affection, and bring him up, he'll be okay. Nothing will happen. But snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi sanam aayigaihi punashogaihi. Then what will happen to you is, smukhyadi sanam aayigaihi punashogaihi. You will never fall into this maya again, and there will be never any more distress. After saying that, he said, Druhyadi yasadu nashyel. If you try to give him trouble, or if you try get heavy with him, Drushyadi, if anyone who tries to give trouble to him, yasadu nashyel, ityadi vadate mahatval krishivairyaham. He says, you won't see his head anymore. Their head will go. That was the warning given. Krishna says, at that time, Krishna is hearing all these things. He says, nice sage, nice Maharshi. He has given me a rubber stamp. From now on, I can do what I want. Nobody will do anything to me. Why? They will remember this words. I am not telling, he is telling them that if you do anything to him, head will go. So, he said, you are the best person I have ever seen. So, therefore, Krishna decided that I should give some present on my own to Garga Muni. Not on behalf of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda, but on his own behalf, Krishna wanted to give a good present to Garga Muni. What was that present? It is that present that after many years,
Garga Maharshi wrote another Srimad Bhagavatam, another Bhagavatam. It is known as Garga Bhagavatam or Garga Samhita. That all Krishna's childhood pastimes, in its most beautiful form, Garga Maharshi presented to this world. And that capacity for Garga Maharshi to give, explain Krishna's childhood pastimes and to write that book, the great literature, Garga Bhagavatam, that was Krishna's mercy to Gargamani. Garga Maharshi wrote Garga Bhagavatam, Vedavyasa Maharshi wrote Srimal Bhagavatam. Many verses in the Srimal Bhagavatam has come from Garga Bhagavatam. You will need, some verses are identical, some of them are carrying the same message from there, from Garga Maharshi's Bhagavatam. So that is why Garga Bhagavatam is a famous document of Krishna's pastimes. Many things what you don't see in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you will read in the Garga Bhagavatam. And that is where Garga Maharshi has revealed so much realizations on Krishna, Goloka Vrindavanam, and many other pastimes of Krishna which we haven't seen so much in detail in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, Garga Bhagavatam is also very favorite of many, many devotees. They love to read Garga Bhagavatam also. So, Krishidhadunakara Abhyam. So, that is where, how the name-giving ceremony has happened. Krishna was very pleased with Garga Maharshi and gave this benediction to Gargamani. That when I grow up, I will perform a lot of activities here. And it will be very attractive to many people. They will get attracted by that. You will have the opportunity to discuss and to describe those pastimes in your book, Garga Samhita. So, Garga Bhagavatam came into existence that way. So, here, Narayana Samam Gunaihi, that Krishna is equal to Narayanam in quality, he mentions there. So, here, Nara means knowledge. Nara means also knowledge. So, one who is absorbed in knowledge and who is situated on the platform of knowledge is Narayana. Narayana word has many meanings. Many meanings. Lord Brahma gives an explanation to the word Narayana in his Brahma Sudhi also. And Narayanastam Narabhujalayanad. And so Narayana word, and he mentions like that. If you say Paramatma, if you say it's a supreme personality of Godhead and all that, this knowledge will, this information will get around and it will reach Kamsa also. So, Garga Maharshi did not speak very much in detail about all the explanations to the different names. Gave the name Krishna and the elder boy was given the name Balaram. So, that was one of the good fortunes of Garga Maharshi. So, here, this name Krishna, did that happen in this when Krishna appeared 5000 years ago? No. The name Krishna is there in the Vedas also. In the Vedas also, it is there. So, Krishna's appearance is mentioned there in the Vedam as with the Varaha Avataram, Varaha's appearance also. So, you must have heard that famous song, Mathuradhipate Akhilam Mathuram, a famous song written by Vallabhacharya. It's a famous song glorifying Krishna, that Vadanam Mathuram, Gadanam Mathuram, everything sweet, sweet, sweet about Krishna, talks about that. So after this, Krishna started now that license is given for what he wants to do. So Krishna starts his different pastimes in Nandamaharaj's home. Nandamaharaj's home. They are still in Gokulam. They have not moved to Vrindavanam. The childhood pastimes, majority of them has happened in Gokulam. After he grew up a little bit more, then they one day decided to move to Vrindavanam. And the pastimes in Vrindavanam happens after that. The pastimes at home, in the courtyard and at the home, they are the most sweetest of all the pastimes. Krishna's, that baby pastimes. Little boy trying to get up, trying to walk, holding on to something, falling down, crying. All that like ordinary human child do. And what parents enjoy, isn't it, watching that. Parents see their own children when they get up, when they turn their first time from this position to the other side, upside down, they feel happy. Oh, he started moving now. Changes are happening in life, isn't it?
From the jnani's point of view, what's happening? Different senses of knowledge and senses of action are working. For the parents, it's a great occasion. If you ask a jnani, he will say, I wish these none of these senses had come into action. He will say, because the moment the senses has come into action, sense gratification has started. Is it not? And that has become the very cause of our degradation also. But for parents in family life, it's a great occasion when all these things are happening. Child turning the other way, they think, ah, such an, they will even sometimes even keep a note of it when this has happened, how many days it took, and after the birth, and when did he start crawling, when did he start getting up, when did he start walking, when was he able to stand holding on to something. All these activities in depth, Sudeh Goswami talks about that in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And many, many devotees have from that created a very, very interesting scenes of Krishna in so many different ways. And Krishna says all of them is correct. None of them is wrong. If you ask Krishna, he will say everything is correct. He will say. So this is the way Krishna's pastimes are. And so therefore, what we see here is after the name was given, Ai Sabala Murare Panijanu Prachare Kimavi Bhavana Bhagan Bhushayando Bhavando Charida Charana Kunjau Manju Manjira Shinjal Sharvana Kuduga Bhajal Cheradus Charuvegal Ai Sabala Murare Panijanu Pracharehim. Krishna and Balaram, there are two of them there, isn't it? So that means whatever the elder brother does, the younger one also wants to do. The two of them together. Ai Sabala Murare. So first one, Balaram was the first one to crawl on the knees and holding the hands on the floor to crawl. So when Krishna saw that, Krishna couldn't do it. Immediately felt very disappointed. That's how children are, isn't it? Whatever the elders do, the younger ones also wants to do. You will see that all the time when they are playing, when they are young boys. That's how everybody is like that. It's not only Krishna and Balaram. They will go to some mango tree or any fruit tree. The bigger ones will throw stones and to get an apple or banana or a mango down. The smaller ones immediately will try. They want to show they are also capable of doing that. That competition spirit builds up from that day itself, such an early age. So, Ai Sabala Murare Panijanu Pracharehi Kimavi Bhavana Bhaga and Bhushayando Bhavando. That inside the house, this has happened, and Yashoda and Rohini is sitting there and watching them, and they are discussing about their children's different activities. Rohini is saying to Yashoda, Rohini, Yashoda, look at this. My son has already started walking, and he has already started crawling. All kinds of things. She was making the comments. And Rohini was looking at Krishna, what is happening to my son? Now he is not doing anything, he is still like, and he was feeling frustration in himself. Krishna was feeling frustration, he couldn't do it. So then, at that time, Bhushayandau Bhavandau Chalida Charana Kunjau Manju Manjira Shinjau Sharvana Kuduga Bhajau Cheradus Charyu Vegal. While moving on the floor, they will make all kinds of noises. That age group, they'll make all funny kinds of noise. They don't have any meaning or anything if you ask. But the mothers will try to find out what exactly are they saying. Mothers want to understand what they are saying. No language yet, isn't it? It's all in the Paranada, not in the Vaikari yet. So nothing could be understood. So mothers will find it very difficult to understand. Chalita Charana Kunjau Kanju Manju Manjira Shinjaham. That all the time, their activities they are observing, but they are trying to figure out what is being happening. Shravana Kutuga Bhajauhum. That they want to hear that sound that's coming from them. They feel very happy when they make some funny noises. All kinds of funny noises they make. And if you try to catch them, they will run. They will move fast away from you. Cheradul Charyuvegal. That also they were enjoying. They were trying to, they can't run away. On the floor, they will crawl from one place to another in the big courtyard or in the reception room what Nanda Maharaj had. There, they will run from one end to the other, making the mothers to run behind them. So all these activities were happening. And if you say anything to them, they will open their mouth and there is no teeth inside, only the gum, they will show it to you. And there will be sometimes one or two teeth that slowly started coming up. Balaram had few teeth already happening, Krishna didn't have anything.
Mrudu mrudu vihasan dau inmishadanda vandau vadara padita kesho drishyapad abjadesho.
Then Nanda Maharaj's palace was highly decorated. Highly decorated with what? Decorated with glass, mirrors and jewelry, everything. And the pillars were built in expensive stones. So when you look at the pillar, you will reflect in the pillar. You will reflect in the pillar. So, and on the floor also, a lot of expensive jewels were there on the floor. So Krishna will look at there and he will look at himself and smile. He'll look at himself and smile. Seeing that, and Krishna will try to get him out from inside. That these are the way Krishna and Balaram played at that time. That Krishna wanted to get the child from inside. Krishna thought like him is another one inside there. And he wanted to pull him out, but he couldn't. And he will start crying. And he asked Yashoda to help. To get that child from inside the inside the jewels.
Mrudu mrudu vihasanda unmishadandavando vadana padidakeshav.
All the hair that is fallen from their head.
Drishya padabjadeshav.
Yashoda and Rohini, they could also see the feet. At the bottom of the feet, all the markings were there. Isn't it? Krishna's markings were there.
Bhujagalidakaranda vyalagal kanganango madhi maharadam uchai pashyadam vishanrinam.
Not only that, what is Yashoda and Rohini has done? They have decorated Krishna and Balaram with various things on the ears, on the neck. Cloth-wise, they can't put very much except a kaupinam. That's all they had, nothing else. That baby's life. And they were very particular of having something in the waist. They have covered the waist with something and a kaupinam. But otherwise nothing in the body. Nothing in the body. But they were very fond, mothers are very fond of putting the best jewelry on the children. They were enjoying all that.
Bhujagalidakarandam vyalagal kanganango madhi maharadam uchai pashyadam vishyanrinam.
That personality who attracts the whole world, they will become an attraction for Yashoda and Rohini at that point.
Bhujagalidakarandam vyalagal kanganango.
With all these kankanam, all these bangles on the hand, that was also making a lot of noise at that time.
Kanganango madhi maharadam uchai pashyadam vishyanrinam. Anusaradi janauge kauduga vyagulakshe kimabhi kritam idadam vyahasandau dravandau.
Then immediately this was going on for a while inside the courtyard. Then in the morning, early hours in the morning, the cows will come, particularly the calf. They'll come and lie in the courtyard, waiting for the sun to come. They enjoy that, isn't it? You have seen how cows enjoy in the sunshine. They love lying in that sunshine, in that heat, and they'll slowly doze off. The calf as well as the cows. So Nanda Maharaj had so many cows and calves. So they'll come in the courtyard in the morning and they will lie there. They will lie in the sunshine. So at that time, Balaram will go and hold on to one of the tail of one of the calf. Balaram does, as soon as Balaram does that, Krishna wants to do exactly the same thing. And it was an anxiety for Yashoda and Rohini. Rohini will try very hard to Balaram to give up so that Yashoda, Krishna also will come away. But when this is while crawling, all this is happening in the courtyard. So they go and catch hold of one of the calf's tail, and the calf got frightened. Somebody pulls the tail like that. As Balaram is pulling the tail, calf gets up. As soon as he gets up, Balaram also gets up holding the tail. And that is a great anxiety for Rohini. Rohini is very much in anxiety. Calf will run. What will happen to Balaram? He will fall and he will get hurt. This fear inside Rohini. Balaram is not leaving the tail. Rohini is saying, Balaram, leave the tail and come back. Won't listen. So, lot of anxiety for Rohini. Lot of anxiety. As soon as Balaram has done that, Krishna has to do exactly the same thing. Goes and catch all of another. And Yashoda has told Rohini to look after both and gone to kitchen. Somebody has to do the cooking also. So mother is in great anxiety. They had to cook in the kitchen. They had to look after the children. Big responsibility. especially with Krishna and Balaram. Big responsibility for Yashoda and Devaki. One side, they had to prepare prasadam, and Nanda Maharaj will come. Nanda Maharaj wants good prasadam. He was not happy with simple khichdi and all that. So, so Nanda Maharaj insisted that there should be good prasadam, and Yashoda and children also should have good prasadam. That was Nanda Maharaj's philosophy from first day. So Yashoda and Devaki had to prepare plenty of nice prasadam. So they have to work in the kitchen and they have to look after the children. It was then that a major, major decision was taken to bring someone to look after Krishna and Yashoda. To look after Krishna and Yashoda. That decision was taken then. And from then on, Balalila continues for quite a long time. Lot of things in that childhood pastimes. But we will finish Bhagavatam here now. And because from now onwards, there is a lot more other things. It goes into all that childhood activities in Gokulam, and then later on in Vrindavanam. That itself is on its own a very special topic, which will, when we get another opportunity, we will talk about it. Because it takes its own time to explain those things, and it needs time to talk. Only then it will be relishable. You can't just rush through them. If you rush through them, you can say like this, Damodar Leela, this happened, that happened, this happened. But each of those pastimes are for relishing. It is just not for reading. It is to be relished. Remember Krishna somehow in the, keeping Krishna in the heart. That's the goal behind it, isn't it? At least, while talking about Krishna's pastimes, we will remember Krishna. At least at that time. Afterwards, we'll go back to our own routine things. But at least while talking about Krishna, we'll remember about Krishna, which we will discuss it some other time, whenever it happens. So with today, we have finished our Srimad Bhagavatam program. And I just want to thank everyone who had come and helped us in all different ways to get these 10 days through. And you all had so much. It was just Krishna's arrangement that this should happen. It was also Krishna's arrangement that this should happen without any serious problems. Anything can happen. You know, we may plan many things, but only when Krishna wants it, it happens. Otherwise, it doesn't happen. It was also Prabhupada's desire that we should discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. So it is, we must keep stressing this point in the beginning as well as in the end, that without Krishna's mercy and without Prabhupada's mercy, it is not possible to take Srimad Bhagavatam in the hand. We will not feel like reading Srimad Bhagavatam unless they give us that inspiration from inside. So Prabhupada brought Bhagavatam to the West and gave it to the whole world, Srimad Bhagavatam. And Krishna is present in the Srimad Bhagavatam. As you know, Srimad Bhagavatakyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Mevahi. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is always present. That is the conclusion of all the acharyas. From Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Siddhara Swami, Jiva Goswami, everybody has confirmed that in Srimad Bhagavatam, Krishna is always eternally present. Srimad Bhagavata Akhyoyam Pratyaksha Krishna Mevahi Svikrato Simayanatha Muktyartham Bhavasagare. That one who takes the shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam for what purpose? Wants to finish up the business in this world and go back to Krishna. So that is why Srimad Bhagavatam's position is like that. So Krishna has allowed us to have it for the last 10 days. Prabhupada has allowed us to have it for last 10 days. And hopefully Krishna and Prabhupada will allow us to have it again on another occasions. So thanks to everyone and all glories to Srila Prabhupada.